Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Darrington Cage.
Call the Darrington Cage Show at 661-467-2416.
Up. Can you please help me?
Hi! He's a big
We were supposed to go to the food.
Hey, yo, it is the Darrington Cage Show. We are broadcasting live from Boston. Today is Rocktober 17-2010. I am Derek. Over there is Kay.
Yes.
And we have a very, very special guest.
Special.
Sarah.
Fabulous. Hi. Yay. First thing I'd like to say is happy birthday to my magnificent husband, Rod Lozano, October 17th, 2010. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Rod. That's awesome.
We love ourselves some Rod Lozano, don't we?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the Hot Rod Systems is pretty serious dude.
Love Rod.
Probably the best dressed man in Boston.
You know what? I really have to agree with that. He is he's top notch with the dress.
I mean, right down to the freaking socks and everything.
And the shoes are just out of control.
Yeah, he's really got it going on. But you know what he gets stopped most about? The hair.
The hair is also magnificent.
The hair is magnificent. The people ask if he irons his hair. I'm like, no, man, he just goes, showers, and sometimes, air dries or hair dries for a second.
So he does nothing to that hair?
Not really, just the blow dryer and that's it.
That's amazing.
He's got gorgeous hair.
He does have gorgeous hair. Well, happy birthday, Ron.
Happy birthday.
Hope you're having a good time at the pet, babe.
He's probably not having a great time.
Oh.
When I left, it was 17 Ravens and 7
Ravens.
Oh, my God.
Who are the Ravens?
Crappers. Baltimore Ravens.
Okay.
That's Kay's team.
What? Oh. No. My team. Oh, I'm sorry. This is my team. Wait. I got to wait for the end.
Oh,
the right.
There we go.
My team is the Washington Redskins. Going to play today.
Wow, this music really puts me in the mood.
Doesn't it? They're gonna see Eli Manning today, which doesn't sound good to me. Why are you playing the last
one? Oh, I'm sorry. This is about my accent.
Hot and sexish.
Hey, it's the Redskins, and they're 3-2.
Oh,
so,
honey,
three
why
and
don't
two?
You come
yes,
over
three and
here,
two.
Baby?
3-2.
They won the last two, did you say, or is it three?
They won the last two.
Oh, the last two.
And unlike what you said last week, that doesn't mean that their season is over.
Oh, I didn't know that would be it.
No. I think they got some more wins in them, although I don't know where. No, I don't think today.
They don't think they got it in them?
I'm going with a loss.
So you're not going to be able to follow that game.
No, I'm going to get the text message update because I'm going to be at Cantata Singers rehearsal tonight singing Vaughn Williams, but I'll be really interested in what the Redskins are doing.
You're bound to be the only one following football there.
The only one
maybe.
That knows that song.
You're probably right. I'll probably be the only one following the football game. Yeah,
I would say. That's probably a good chance of that.
You'll see me in the Sopranos section looking at my phone every 5 minutes.
But let's talk about what's really important. Tonight is the season finale. Of Mad Men.
Mad Men, of which I have seen no seconds of.
It's a pretty good program. I've seen a little bit with Sarah and Rod. It's pretty good. Everyone talks about it at work.
Don Draper is the bomb.
I can see it if it's on like Netflix streaming.
He is
the first
so morally flawed, but you still, he's the despicable hero.
Manual.
The despicable hero.
Despicable Hero.
Despicable Hero.
Who is this guy?
This is Don Draper on Mad Men.
Haven't seen 1 second of it.
You root for him, but at the same time...
It's despicable.
Yeah. It's kind of like Tony Soprano.
You know, I like those kind of characters. I like the kind of characters that you kind of root for and you don't... You know, they're bad, but they're good.
But they're also like, you know, he has a lot of integrity, which he applies to his work and certain other things. He's been very good to other people on the show. But when it comes to his own life, I mean, he's constantly...
I think I've got to get on that bandwagon because everyone talks about how great
that
show is.
It's probably the... Yeah. I mean, I'm not sure there is a better show I've seen in my life.
Meanwhile, I'm watching Jersey Shore.
Oh, geez.
Jersey Shore.
Is that the Snooki shit?
Yeah.
And you know
that Barbara Walters put the cast of Jersey Shore as her one of her most fascinating people of 2010.
Oh, that's so terrible.
Isn't it terrible?
Yeah, my respect for Barbara Walters has just like plummeted.
But have you ever watched any of Jersey Shore? It's like a car crash you cannot turn away.
Yeah, but you know, Snooki, you know, I've heard they make $30,000 an episode.
Yeah, I think they make even more than that, maybe. Maybe the situation makes more than that. My situation. With that iPhone app where he was kicking.
Yeah, my name is the situation. I got a six pack. If I rub against you, I'll cut you up.
I wouldn't kick him out of bed for eating crackers. I gotta say, that made you sound 80, didn't it?
Wow.
Who uses that idiom
for
nowadays?
Eating crackers.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Anyway, I don't want to admit it.
Yeah.
But I actually be watching Little Jersey Shore.
I can't chime in on any of this. I'm watching the show.
I got
my
Jersey
show.
Shore sound clip, by the way.
Oh, you do?
I do.
That's for later.
I'm going to give a little plug here for Sour Patch Kids.
Oh, yeah, we got two kinds here.
Are they the extremes or which
I'm
ones
eating
are those?
Probably the healthier ones from...
The healthier ones?
Johnny's Fresh Mart.
Oh, those are the regular...
The regular stuff.
Yeah, I like regular stuff, you know?
I think a regular snack...
Having a snack for the show is
going to be a regular thing. You think it would be good?
Let's talk about the snacks we have
simulated.
Here.
I think there's none too happy about the snacks that I brought in today.
First of all, we have M&Ms, okay?
Yes, but they're like the good kind of M&Ms.
But they have freaking pretzel taste to them.
They're good.
Crunchy,
like,
salty, sweet. I'm not having any of
salty
it.
Salty and sweet? What's
wrong
with
that?
Dude,
it's all about the regular M&M. Come on, Pete.
I mean, a regular M&M, there's nothing wrong with it.
Regular M&M.
There you go. You got a little pouch.
The little purple and white.
Yeah, I love, too, that you can get custom M&Ms. Remember what you
did?
Yeah,
I got them
for
Brenna and John and the little baby.
Yeah. The baby. How are you, Rowan?
Rowan. Brenna, call in.
Yeah.
Yeah, Brenna.
Yeah, she called in 1 week.
Still pumping?
Yeah.
she called in
and she was pumping.
Oh, I don't even want to think about that. That's rough time.
Have you ever seen it?
No. Mm. Have you seen it?
Yes.
Tell me about it.
It's like the nip goes back and forth on this like plug thing. It's kind of insane looking, you know? Looks like a funnel thing, and it's like pulling on the nip back and forth.
That's awesome.
I know we might be spending too much time talking about.
Three cheers for breastfeeding.
1, 2, 3.
Yay!
Breastfeeding. I love it. Keep the roll.
You know,
going around. Okay.
It's actually really good for the baby.
Yeah, it's good for the immune system, which is, you know, probably why I'm sick all the time, because I didn't have a tennis set.
I thought you were going to say you don't still breastfeed.
Dude, I was breastfed.
Oh, no, not for the last 5 years.
Hey, baby cakes, I was breastfed, and, you know, I got, you know, some of the immune crap, too.
Yeah, maybe it's the environment.
Oh, it has so, I mean, think about it. Because now autoimmune illness is so prevalent.
Oh, autoimmune illnesses are out of control.
And I think it has so much to do with food, what's in the
food,
the additives.
Food is a big thing. And, you know, a lot of habits people have. And I was on my way here, actually, in my car. I was on Brookline Avenue. Mm-hmm. Saw a guy who's like 65 or something, maybe. Mm-hmm. He's in his SUV, smoking a cigarette, got the window open. And then I saw him, like, do this, come up with the can, and it's a Red Bull.
Oh, Christ.
So he's got both the cigarette and the Red Bull going at the
doing
same
pretty
time.
Good.
Can you imagine his ticker is like,
dude,
going 50 miles an hour.
It's
going to like blow up. Yeah. Do you have a bomb sound effect? There we go.
Wow.
I have to say, without naming names, and not anyone in this room, but without naming names,
I have seen people eat an entire box of Altoids
oh.
in an afternoon.
Yeah, I think I've
as well as one of those plastic jars of Bakos. Like they're freaking like as if you're eating sunflower seeds, but instead you're eating the bacon bits.
Okay, just Bakos alone.
That's really that's gross.
That is trifling.
Yeah,
trifling.
Trifling.
Yes, trifling.
Yeah,
it's pretty traumatizing. I mean, let's just talk about it.
Ugh. Bakos?
The same dude has also eaten 8 Reese's peanut butter cups in the matter of an afternoon as well. You know those 8 packs you can buy at like Shaw's or something?
Yeah, just keep them going.
He just keeps it going.
That is so gross.
Really gross.
I've been trying to work a little with him on his health, but we'll see how that goes.
That's good.
It can't be as bad as this table right here with the Sour Patch Kids and the M&Ms and,
hold on,
and a Capri Sun. Because
is
I
that
got,
really, is
oh
that
my
really
God.
Capri Sun? Or,
that's
yeah.
a thing of the 80s.
Is it
elementary
is it
school.
Yeah, it's Capri Sun, but it's Capri Sun Roarin'
oh.
Water,
yeah,
which I don't know what that means. And it's apparently
with no real sweeteners.
Okay.
Wild cherry.
Read the ingredients for us.
Unfortunately, there are no ingredients on this particular package because it was part of the Lunchables package.
I will tell
but,
you right now, I bet you $1 million there's high fructose syrup in that.
Dude, well, that's
there's,
in everything.
There's another kind of sweetener.
But not in everything.
Let me tell you, it's in a lot of things.
Yeah, but not I mean, you know, like...
It's in, like, ketchup and weird stuff.
Right. But, I mean, if you shop at Whole Foods...
Oh, yeah, Whole Foods will be
better.
Or
Trader Joe's, yeah.
But let me tell you, as soon as I put the straw to my mouth and sucked in the roaring waters...
The
taste... You know, when you were a kid,
you feel like you were tubing down the river.
Tubing? Like,
I remember tubing,
like,
Derek, on the Deerfield River, man. With the...
We never did that.
I know, I felt...
Really? I don't think you ever.
But we did you.
But
ever
everyone
swim,
else did it, right?
Did you ever swim in the Deerfield River with
never
me?
Never did.
I see. I used to
I remember
do that.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
With the freaking eels.
I heard about the eels. Oh. Okay. Let's see.
Instead of feeling like I was tubing down the river, I felt like I had eaten toxic waste. This it doesn't taste good. I tell you that right now.
God.
When I was 7. Yeah, when the disease used to be great when I was like 6
yeah.
or 7, now it's
now I'm
great.
Used to have them.
I know.
We weren't allowed to have a lot of stuff.
That's not good. It tastes like, it's like you're drinking candy, which could be good, but it's not.
With
no.
a fake sweetener. That
no.
stuff makes me like hyper and crazy.
Yeah.
One, well, I'm proud to admit that I haven't had Dr. Pepper since 2008, and I've not had Coke in probably 5 years.
Wow.
I haven't had a Coke in like a year, and I had one last night.
Wow, how did that go? I'm curious.
It was actually delicious, but then I felt
like
really bad eating it. And I oh, eating it, drinking
it.
I was
yeah.
like, I shouldn't be having this. It's just like liquid sugar, just going down the tube.
It's like you're swallowing chemical, that's it.
Yeah. It's liquid sugar. It's going down. It's brown. You're not really sure what's in it.
Yeah,
but
Coke's going to be like the worst.
But I got to admit, it's going to be the last Coke I have probably in a long time, for a long time, but it was delicious. Going down. It was great.
Well, you know what
ice,
I had last
some
night?
Some ice with some wine. What'd you have?
Mm-hmm.
I had a tumbler with a lot of ice filled with a good-ass amount of DiVerona.
Ooh.
Nice.
It was a good
nice.
After-dinner drink.
What happened to the Drambuie? Do you still have that?
You know, I haven't had Drambuie in quite some time.
Why not?
I don't know. I still really like it, but I've got DiZerono now.
You gotta get that going again.
My trip to Italy, I just...
Oh, you love DiZerono now?
Oh, God.
Yeah, on the rocks, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Very much so. Mm-hmm.
They have all those commercials with all those, like, make this drink with DiZerono. And
it's just awesome straight up, though.
Well, the funniest commercial was, DiCerono on the rocks. Here's how to do it. Put some ice in a glass, pour some DiCerono, and serve it. DiCerono on the rocks.
Done.
Moron. Like, why do you need to say that? I don't know. It's the dumbest commercial of all time. Anyway.
Sarah, you were talking about last week, Easter?
Last week.
I mean, when you were on last. I wasn't last week. It was 2 weeks ago?
I think it was like 3 weeks,
weeks
ago.
3 weeks ago? You were talking about Easter? You remember that?
No. Great eggs. Great peeps. Great eggs. Great peeps.
Okay,
that's great.
Promoting Easter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Great
okay.
eggs and great peeps.
So, you know, I met the
Moving right along. Segue.
Let's talk about eggs for a minute, actually.
Well, our eggs are delicious.
I know. So how do you like your eggs? What's your favorite way, Kate?
Great eggs.
Poached.
Great piece.
Poached.
Oh,
scrambled.
Sunny side up.
Ooh.
But I do love scrambled, but they got to be runny. And if they're not runny, I'm sending them back.
I love the scrambled
Not
eggs.
Hard. Not hard.
No.
They can't have any dry crap or I won't
Gross.
Touch them.
Gross.
Right.
That really upsets me. You know, there are very few things that really upset me, but dry eggs kind of make me want
to. Dry eggs.
Do you ever make the scrambled eggs at home real slow when you over real low heat?
Oh, yes, of course.
And it takes like 10 minutes, but they're amazing.
That's the better
amazing,
way to do it,
amazing. And sprinkle a little cheese in them.
Yum.
Yum.
Cheesy eggs. Make cheesy eggs all the time. Good.
It's so good.
A little cheddar, a little Swiss. Mm. Yummy.
That reminds me of college when we used to go to the cafeteria in the morning. We used to serve breakfast. It was like eggs or cheese eggs.
Oh,
who would ever
always,
just want the egg?
Always going with the cheese
always
egg.
Always going with
right?
the cheese egg.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so good.
I used to do scrambled sometimes with cream cheese.
Really?
I've
never
tried
that.
That no.
Pretty good.
Wait a minute. So you put. How do you do that?
You just
add cream cheese after?
I was thinking about you and what you said about college. So, you know, when I lived at EDS, sometimes I would go to breakfast with Shannon. Hi, Shannon. And they would have, like, the little, you know, vats or whatever of the cream cheese. So I'd take a little scoop and you put dollops in with the eggs, and it was awesome.
Oh, yum.
It was really
that.
Good.
Now you get your
I haven't had that in a long time.
I love cream cheese.
Cheese is pretty good.
Cheesecake is like my favorite dessert of all time. Even though I'm a little lactose intolerant.
Once in a while, of course.
Oh, that's so good. Yeah, it gives me a little bit of a hard time. Not literally.
Oh, boy.
It gives me a little bit of a soft time. But it's
You're spending
good.
Too much time on this.
It's good.
I know we're
spending
too much time
Hey,
about
Derek,
this.
Do you have any weird news for us this week?
Oh, boy, do I have weird news.
Let's hear it.
Oh
We've
my
got
God.
A 110-year-old woman pulled over for speeding.
What?
Oh, I got that backwards.
Is that the same woman from last week who went up to the police and asked to
Wait
get a
minute.
Warrant for her arrest?
I read this. No, that one's pretty good, though.
That was good.
I read this backwards. An 82-year-old woman was stopped for speeding at 110 miles an hour.
Okay. Okay, all right.
110-year-old woman shouldn't be driving.
Okay, now
probably.
It makes more sense.
Yeah, now it makes
like,
a lot more sense, right?
What are you talking
She's
about?
She's 82. That's 28 miles over her age and twice the posted speed limit of 55. She was going 110 miles an hour.
Where do you think she was going?
She said she was late for an appointment.
Bridge club.
And she was given a ticket for $1,103.
Whoa.
Where's she going to get that kind of money?
That's what's happening in Oregon.
No, you're too early with that. That's what's happening
early.
In Oregon. There you go. You got to do a race a lot.
You got
yeah.
You guys. Try. Yeah. I was worried we were going to go to
him. you looked a little, you freaked yourself out over there.
Okay.
So you know some people in different parts of the country think we're high for saying Oregon, right?
Oregon.
I say Oregon.
Oregon.
You said Oregon.
I know, but I was copying.
Oregon.
I usually say Oregon. You say
Portland,
Oregon.
Portland, Oregon. Like, I don't know what I say.
Oregon.
Oregon.
Do you say Oregon?
Oregon. Oregon.
Oregon sounds like
How do they say it?
Some sort of video game thing.
You say Oregon.
Doesn't it? Or the
Oregon.
And it's Oregon. Or like some sort of some sort of like Dungeons and Dragons like character.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right. Or some freaking character in what's that, Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, Lord of the Rings. Yeah.
The Battle of Oregon. Right, like
Oregon.
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 Ew. Ew. Oregon. Ew.
Oh, boy.
I need to get back into this.
All right. I'm going to have another minute in here.
Another driving-related news. New driver passes test.
News?
End of story. No. New driver passes test. This is in Pennsylvania, by the way.
Okay.
Putting that out there.
Good take.
After the driving test, passes and then immediately drives into the DMV office.
What?
There's a video of it. Drives right through the doors, goes right by a bunch of people. It looks like it's really bad.
But a grate, not a curve over there? A grate, not a curve. You like that? Oh, I can't imagine.
A lot of things.
You got to watch out when you're in the DMV. I have a story about that. But
oh,
I'll get
really?
Back to that.
Oh, yeah, you do have a story about that.
And that's what's happening in Pennsylvania.
All right.
I hit it that time.
You did it. You were right on time on that one. I kind of like when it's like when you kind of rush it at the end. You're like, and that's what's happening in Pennsylvania.
Well, I guess you're talking about something. I got to sneak it in.
Mm-hmm. All right. So what's okay, right into the next story. Okay.
Wait, you want to talk about that?
Yeah, I want to talk about the
sorry,
I you had
guys,
a DMV story.
I didn't give you guys. Oh, my DMV
you're
story.
You're out of place.
Yeah, so I'm a little bit bitter on Thursday. Let me tell you something.
Thursday? Oh, Thursday.
Thursday, we were out dancing. And then, you know, we normally go to Red Bones. It's kind of the way it normally goes.
Mm-hmm. Red Bones is fabulous. Fried okra.
It's been going on lots of times. We get there late. We get a little drink, a little cheese and starch fix for the night.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, you know, we just go in and get a table. But now they had someone at the door checking IDs.
Mm-hmm.
But I think nothing of anyone's fault. I come to the front of the line.
This is a good story for your new sound effect, by the way.
I got that right ready here.
Sweet.
Because I pull out my ID, and the guy says, oh, I'm sorry, sir, your ID has expired. We cannot serve you. And I'm like, that's fine. You can see how old I am. I'm obviously, you know, 36, and it's not like it expired, and all of a sudden I turned 17, right? But he was like, no, I'm sorry, we cannot serve you. And I was totally ready to walk out, but we were there with a couple of friends, and we had to sit down for some food, so I had to go to the R&B and get my new temporary ID.
So what you have at Red Bank, you have like some water.
What, your license has expired?
It expired.
Did you get a Sprite?
In July, huh?
Did you get a Sprite at Red
Bank? You've been driving on an expired license.
So I've renewed them many times in the past, mm-hmm. you know. They used to give you a
like a notice.
A notice, but not anymore. No.
That's too bad.
So I was pretty pissed.
How long were you at the DMV? What time did you get there, first of all?
I think I was in and out maybe like when I got there. I got the thing, they said you have a little ticket and it's gonna be 6 minutes. Filled out the form, which was like looked like it was photocopied like 600 times. So you could barely read it. I think I was probably in and out of there in maybe 20 minutes.
Oh,
it wasn't
that's
bad.
Not, that's not bad.
Pretty
that's
good.
Not bad at
it was pretty
all.
Good. Yeah, it wasn't too
that's
bad.
That's not bad at all.
Yeah. Anyways, that was my...
I just brought up something. I just have a memory. Remember,
oh, boy.
Remember when you were in, like, first grade and teachers used to copy stuff, but it used to be like...
Yeah, that purple stuff.
What was that?
It's mimeograph, right?
What? It
smelled so good.
It smelled good.
What are you talking about?
It smells so good. Like...
When in first grade, when the teacher would like give somebody a worksheet and they would copy it and it would be like blue, the ink that they would copy with. Don't you remember? Like it kind of smelled good, like right out of the copy machine.
It smelled a little bit like corn.
Yeah,
and it was really good. You remember
this? A little bit
really,
like glue.
Like glue and like glue. Corn. And it was cold. I think it was cold when they come out.
Yeah.
I don't
remember
cold.
This
oh, it
all.
Smells good.
Do you want anything to drink?
I used to always. Is that
the soda?
The strawberry lime.
Raspberry lime.
No, he said strawberry lime.
No, it's strawberry. Well, they also make that. They make
they
strawberry.
They don't make that
at all.
They
got the strawberry lime.
They don't make that at all.
You guys good with the drink?
I'm good over here. I got Capri Sun.
You know what I remember about first grade were the Mr. and Mrs. series.
Yes. Mr.
You know,
Happy and
Miss
Little Miss Helpful.
Mr. Chatterbox,
was that your favorite?
Miss Blended.
I loved, what was it, Little Miss Trouble?
Oh, boy.
So cute.
I used to get in a lot of trouble in first grade. I actually got sent to the principal's office.
What did you do?
I talked often while the teacher was talking, and I wouldn't shut up. So, anyway, I ended up getting, got very behind in my work, and they made me work in the principal's office, and I got reprimanded, and I cried a lot. And Annie's schedule used to tie my shoelaces because I didn't know how to tie my shoes.
Aww.
But anyway, first grade was rough.
Story. great.
First grade was rough.
Yeah, you know,
I had friends. I just wouldn't shut the hell up, you know?
I was really upset one time.
Better than a lot of people can say.
I got my name on the board, like, in third grade. Or no, this was, like, first grade for something that I didn't even do, and I'm still bitter about it to this day, and I'm 34 years old almost.
Well, you're still bitter. You know, things happen. The blackboard can be a traumatizing
place. Yes, totally traumatizing.
What about my geometry experience?
Oh.
Rini Fifield from Vermont, from Bum Frick, Vermont. Rini Fifield is our geometry teacher.
Rini?
I remember
her
that.
Name is Rini?
It's
in
him.
10th grade,
yeah.
Sitting in the front row. And
big guy. Big pop belly.
Yeah, and he used to, you know, like, torture the kids a little or tease them, and he would sing songs to kids like, oh, one day you're going to turn into a big, fat, ugly stork. And one
no
day,
joke.
That's
pretty right. much just like that.
And I was getting picked on so much by Scott Peabody and Earl Lined in tandem. And I was just at my wit's end. I was probably on my period. And I just, you know, shut my math book and looked at Mr. Fifield and said, why don't you get a new joke book and grow up?
That's a great thing.
And he's like, is that so? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, well, I bet in 20 years, you know, you're going to be like Big Blanche or something. And I'm like, in 20 years, you won't even know who I am. And I'm going to be like, you know, big, but in my career and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So anyway, we had this little animosity going on for a couple of days. So then, you know, Mr. Fifield liked to send kids to the board to do some math problems. He sent me to the board to do a problem a couple days later, and I had no effing clue what I was doing. And I think he knew that. I was so pissed, so I wrote Dream On and drew clouds around it. And, you know, the class erupted, and he was pissed. And he's like, why don't you take a walk down the guidance? And I'm like, that won't be necessary, sir. And I sat down, and I behaved after that.
Nice.
Wow. Mm. So much drama in the school.
No, but you have to understand, you know, I got to know Derek in high school. As you know,
yeah,
Derek
we were in the same. We were in that same class, but, you know, we're 2 years apart, so you do the math. But,
but I've known Derek for almost...
Maybe you should do the math.
Let me think about it. I've known Derek for almost 20 years now, 18 years, I think.
Wow.
And we were, you know, even though I did that daring thing and was, you know, very involved in drama and music, I was actually painfully shy in high school.
Mm.
I couldn't talk to guys or anything. Just really shy.
As we all were.
Mm-hmm. Derek was very shy, too.
Oh.
Look
that's,
at us now, man. Look
now,
at us now.
Now
I got
radio.
To college and I was like a hoe. I'm like, oh my God, all these guys. No, not, you know, I
not
mean,
me.
I just, I mean,
I
just dated a lot.
That.
I just dated a lot.
I waited till grad school.
I waited to the end of high school.
The end of high school, and then
yeah.
you're just going crazy.
How about right now?
Yeah,
oh,
you
boy.
Know, more like right now, actually.
Okay.
To be totally truthful.
Hey, you know what?
Like, you know,
you know what?
Yeah.
I think we got to go to a break.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's
oh,
a time for a break,
wow.
actually. We can come back to this.
Oh, really? Okay.
Okay, we'll come back and we'll do, like, some more weird news. And then we'll
yeah.
We can do that.
By the way, we're doing a bonus hour. So,
oh, that's right. Bonus hour.
Yeah.
Bonus hour. Woo!
That was probably really loud.
Yeah, that was real. I was really eclipsed, but it's hard. All right, so we'll be right back after this.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Are you feeling tired and weak? Do you feel lightheaded? Are you getting dizzy spells? Are you slipping in and out of consciousness? If you are experiencing one or all of these symptoms, it may be because you are not breathing. 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 Breathing is a safe and effective way of fighting death and death-related symptoms. Most doctors agree that breathing is an excellent way to stay alive. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to these testimonies. I've been breathing since the day I was born. And today, I work in a grocery store. Cha-ching! If it wasn't for the act of breathing, I'd probably be dead right now. No, really, I'd be dead. You can't survive if you don't breathe. I bought a huge fire truck today. What? I did. Did you know that organisms breathe to avoid death by asphyxiation? And if it wasn't for breathing, the Beatles wouldn't exist. Even dogs breathe. So what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? It's safe, affordable, and great for your sex life. What are you waiting for? Start breathing today. Today. Or else, start dying.
If you've been stabbed, shot, or diagnosed with a terminal illness, breathing may not help prolong your life. Results may vary.
Huge fire truck! Why is everybody looking at me like that?
This is the Darrington K Show.
Call the Darrington K Show at 661-467-2416.
Hey, yo, it's the Darrington K Show. We are back with our special guest, Sarah.
I love Arrested Development. This is probably like one of my favorite Arrested Development songs ever, aside from Tennessee and Give a Man a Fish, whatever. I used to have this tape.
It is pretty great.
Speaking of that kind of stuff, rap is not what it used to be, man.
It's not.
Like, what about like Tribe Called Quest, Q-Tip? Brilliant, brilliant,
oh, yeah.
Brilliant Tribe
yeah.
Called Quest. Or my favorite lately, obsessively, Wu-Tang Clan.
You love the Wu-Tang Clan.
Yeah, Ghostface Killah.
I just remember, and rap used to be fun.
Old
remember?
Dirty Bastard. And sometimes he went by the alias, get this, Old Dirty Chinese Kitchen.
What?
What? We drove by ODB Liquors the other day, coming back from Milton High School.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, that's right.
Old Dirty Chinese Kitchen.
I mean, that's what I read when
that?
I see that.
That makes you think of
Yee's Village. Butt up.
Oh, Yee's Village. Derek, you never experienced Yee's Village, did you?
I heard about it, but I never went. No.
Oh, Jesus.
My God.
Yee's Village is no longer in operation, but it used to be this wicked, shady Chinese place in Davis Square. Sarah and Brenna and I used to all go there.
Friday nights,
or I think whenever we got the hankering after,
yeah.
like, some class at Manji,
yeah.
and it was trifling, but they had cheap drinks.
And they
oh, that's
had,
what makes it great, right?
I have to
yeah,
admit,
cheap
we always
drink.
Got the same dishes. I remember
oh, yeah.
I used to get chow mein and pork fried rice, and it came with an egg roll. And
I have no idea what I used to get. I just remember it was butt cheap, and we'd drink for, like, $3.
And we ate
it.
The food, though.
Oh, yeah, we ate the food.
We loved the pork fried rice.
And they had the beautiful fresh flowers on the table that were so intense.
Oh, is that where they came from?
Yeah, that's where
oh,
they came
it all
from.
Got together now. That's great.
They were, like, seriously, like, fake flowers at every table. And one day, Sarah goes,
great taste.
These fresh flowers are so intense. And it's like lived on an infamy since that was like 10 years ago, probably.
I didn't make
oh
the connection
God.
To the place.
Oh, yeah. Yee's Village.
We have
May it rest in peace.
Some crazy stuff.
Oh, my gosh. Crazy stuff is fun.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jerry, do you got one more weird story on the docket
yeah.
there?
I should probably go with one more here.
Okay.
Yeah. Also in Florida.
Pretty state.
Pretty good state, right?
Hot, humid. Old people.
I got a naked jogger.
Oh, have fun.
An 18-year-old naked man. He's an 18-year-old part-time nudist just jogging down the street. The police see him and hop out of the car. The police there, I guess, have helmets with cameras. So there's actually a video of this, but it wouldn't translate very good on the radio.
On radio, right.
But so they're running after this guy, and they told him to stop. He won't stop. He's just running. You can see it. You know, they gray out the bottom area, of course, and they tase him.
Oh,
they
I heard about
gun,
this. I heard about
this. It's really. And that's the end of the video. And that's what's happening. In
oh,
Florida.
You jumped the gun a little bit. Jumped
it,
the gun.
Damn it!
So you got nervous. It's coming to the end.
I was worried someone was going to come in with something else.
Yeah, no. So they tase the naked guy?
Yeah, and he's on the ground, and that's the end of the video.
Wow.
Is he all right?
Sure, right? Does it mean stop him from running?
Well, sometimes when he pays you, they kill you.
Oh, he's fine.
All right.
Yeah, he's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, stuff happens all the time.
Why? I don't know. You know, there's a lot of stories about people running around naked. There are. I feel like every month there's like some story about someone walking around or either running around naked.
You know, that you bring up a good point. When Rod and I were in New York City last time in May, we were walking down a side street. I forgot. Oh, it was between 2nd and 3rd Ave, somewhere up in the 70s. And we passed by like a building that was closed. And there was a guy just sitting there, buck naked, with legs crossed. Yep.
Just chilling?
Yep, just chilling.
Weird.
Buck naked.
Was it hot?
It wasn't particularly hot. I mean, it might have been like...
So he wasn't just trying to like cool down.
New York's got all kinds of stuff.
New York does have and Central Square.
New York has everything.
Central Square and New York.
Central Square is like New York. You know what? It's like New York landed in Central Square.
You know, there are some really trifling things in Central Square.
Why is it like that?
All right, let me tell you another story that happened.
Trifling.
Rod and I.
Yeah,
trifling. Rod and I were walking, you know, by the Prospect and Mass Ave by the Starbucks there.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not
that's
funny.
Right in the middle
this
of the trifling.
It's not
thing.
Funny, but this is traumatizing.
I bet it is funny.
There's this woman, and she's clearly on something, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she's kind of having trouble standing up, and she's walking, and her pants drop, and she has nothing on.
Already funny.
I mean, you know, Rod was like, Jesus Christ, it's too early in the day to see that shit.
You saw everything?
What time was it?
I mean, you saw the ass crack. I mean, the pants just dropped down. I didn't see the front, but I saw the back.
The front would have been a show.
She had no pants. I mean, no pants. No underwear.
What did she look like? Was she like, was she a young lady or was it like an older lady?
40s.
Yeah.
Oh, the front was probably a show.
Yeah, probably like.
Stop.
Like a furry animal was the...
Oh, my. It could have been Amazon. I don't know.
Wait a minute. I have to go back to something. I don't have to play the crazy music.
I'm so late with the sound effect.
Oh.
It's too bad.
Wow.
That's
the front.
That's meant
the front.
For the muff. Okay.
I'm not going to play the sounder for this one, but I just wanted to add with the crazy stuff going on in Florida, there's also a guy who is a 40-year-old who hopped on the luggage carousel at an airport.
Yeah.
Just riding it and taking video of people looking at him. But you know.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Awesome. I love that.
But, you know, he went like.
But don't you go in the
you
back.
You go into another area, which is a secure area. And so he got into big trouble.
Yeah,
and
sure
he got arrested.
Big trouble.
Yeah. It was,
big trouble.
I just wanted to mention that.
Really funny.
Big trouble. Wow, that is.
Oh, I love that, though. That's hilarious. All right, I've got some hot topics of the week.
Hot topics.
I think the hottest topic of the week is the Chilean miners
escaped
from their
that's
69
right.
days of hell.
I hope we were going to talk about that. Absolutely.
We
mentioned
last week,
too, my gosh. And apparently they survived off one of those Coke bottles, plastic caps of like salmon or tuna a day, each
what?
One of them.
What?
That's what they ate. That's how little they ate every day.
They ate what?
Didn't they get
salmon or tuna? Canned salmon or tuna?
Where did they get that?
They were. I think they. There's a little.
It's
there was a hole. They were.
It's an emergency area.
They were shipping down food and stuff from above. I think.
Oh my god.
And they had like supplies, but that's awful. And it said they were drinking mine water, but it said it tastes like machine oil.
Oh gosh.
Wow. Weren't they able to send stuff to them eventually?
Yeah, I think they were able to send stuff to them eventually. Yeah. But I mean, those.
I
know,
don't want to
not
know
very much.
What the bathroom situation was down there.
I don't even want to think about that.
Yeah.
I mean, won't that like
in a corner?
And it, you,
yeah, but you know, in all serious note, in inhaling that, it's
yeah, it'll
so
hurt you.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
Also, there were some miners that didn't survive it. I think.
I didn't hear the whole story on that.
Yeah.
One.
Really?
Yeah. So there, so that. There were a couple of colleagues that did not get up after the first day.
Oh.
No.
But they said they never thought about cannibalism. Never.
Oh my.
Wow.
Never, not one.
Jeez.
And they said they made
they made group decisions about doing things,
mm-hmm.
and they said it was almost a unanimous decision. They would vote. They would vote, and
wow.
they would get like majority rules. Apparently, they were catching their spirits high, and then when they finally were able to escape, the president of Chile went to the foreman, who was the leader of the group, and said, "Your very tough shift is over."
Wow.
Isn't that great? It's inspiring. So.
It's a good story.
And one of the miners who was married had a daughter while he was down there.
Oh, right.
And her name is Esperanza, which means hope,
oh.
which is really sweet. So. Yeah, most of them are in good spirits and are pretty happy about being out, most of them. Some of them, one of them was like super cynical and was like, "This world is no different than it was before."
Oh my gosh, really? You're like that after come out?
Yeah, seriously.
Wow.
But I think they've been approached by some movie companies and things like that to tell their story, but they can't say anything until some legal issues are settled. Mm-hmm. So that's that.
Wow. I'm so glad though that
yeah, I'm so glad
they were
out.
Able to
yeah.
get them.
Pretty amazing
story. That was such a big thing for Chile.
Yeah. 69, 70 days. Can you imagine?
Oh, no, I
just
can't.
Just in the dark, and I saw some video footage.
They've all got sunglasses. Did they have a pen light or anything?
Yeah,
I think they had a little
eventually.
Bit of lights eventually, but it was.
Yeah,
oh,
it's hot too, right?
Hot.
Really
yeah.
Hot.
Yeah. And they're in the dark.
I'm sure they were sharing stories, whatever they had to keep it going.
To keep it going. Oh my,
oh
gosh.
My gosh,
it's just the most awful, harrowing story. But human
really
survival.
Yes,
human
yes.
survival. We can do it. We
wow.
can do anything.
Wow.
Oh, hold on. I got to see the switchboard here just in case anyone calls, which I doubt. But no. You get so excited every time I mention caller.
I like the caller.
And meanwhile, no one's calling.
Mm.
You want to say the number of the show?
661-467-2416.
There you go.
What about email?
You've got mail.
Oh, email the show at gkradioshow@gmail.com. I have not checked their
You've
email.
You've got mail.
All
right.
I don't think there is an email. Anyway, a lesbian couple in North Carolina were asked to leave a shopping mall after hugging and kissing by mall security. Yes.
Get out.
Not kidding. Caitlin, her last name is Breedlove.
Mm-hmm.
Breedlove,
which I think is ironic. And her girlfriend. No, this is North Carolina.
North
pretty
Carolina.
Good listener over there.
How you doing? Florida. Okay. Same difference.
You're stuck on Florida.
Same difference.
The mall security approached her and said, nobody wants to see that here at Cameron Village.
That's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. Apparently, the mall is apologizing to her, and a letter of apology has also been sent.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
I hope she never sets foot in that mall again.
Well, apparently she's a gay activist as well, but it wasn't like a stunt or anything that
mm-hmm.
she did. She was just, mm-hmm. Greeting someone.
Boy, they mm-hmm. picked the wrong person.
Yeah, man.
Ridiculous.
Here's another. Oh, I got more sad news. Sorry. This was last night. A cop was slain over a parking dispute in Baltimore last night.
Oh, I think I heard some of this.
Wow.
A terrible story.
I didn't get the whole story.
So, 38-year-old Brian Stevenson, who's an 18-year-old police veteran, was out celebrating his 38th birthday with a friend late last night after an argument ensued over a parking spot outside of a restaurant. The assailant actually picked up a piece of concrete, hit him in the head with it, one blow. Done.
Oh my gosh.
Can you believe that? That is
wow.
some bull crap. I hope that he gets raped in jail and then someone kills him.
Oh
wow.
My God.
That's how, but he's a terrible person.
Yeah,
he deserves
it. You can't do that. It's over parking.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's a parking dispute.
Clearly has anger issues.
Oh, clearly. Yeah, I mean, it's a tragedy. He's out celebrating his birthday. He's not off duty policeman.
That's
ridiculousness.
Horrible.
Really
ridiculous.
Bad. Really bad. What's the matter with people?
Oh, maybe I'll save that story for the next time. Oh, you know what? You should really turn on the chicken dance for this one.
Oh, it's worthy.
Yeah, it's worthy. It's worthy. So this is in where is this? I don't even know where it is.
Oh no, that's the best part.
You know what? That's true. I totally bought that. Oh, Hillsborough. Hillsborough something. Anyway, a man dressed up as like moth, just
oh,
giant moth.
I know, I saw this.
You saw this story?
Yeah.
He's trying to rob a museum.
What?
I think I saw this.
He went into the bathroom that was not attached to the museum and started cutting a hole in the wall behind the toilet, gradually. And the hole in the wall was leading to the elevator, which was sealed. He can't get in there. He's trying to break in and steal, I guess, their gold collection.
The museum?
But, yeah, yeah. But he's dressed as moth. And the police saw after him,
They saw something move. The dog bit him and he screamed, and that's how they got him. And that's what happens in Hillboro.
That's, oh, nice anyway, job. Nice hit.
New Hampshire,
nice.
Probably. Right?
I don't know. But anyway, here's a picture of,
yep.
of the Mothman. I made it real tiny, but it's really hilarious.
That's
if
great.
Google the story. It's worth just seeing the picture. It's funny. Jean-Paul Guerlain. He makes the
Guerlain.
Mm-hmm. Is that how you say it? He makes some Sansara perfume.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
He's a raging racist.
What?
We got another one.
Yeah. He said on a...
He also makes Shalimar. That is like one of the staples. For
yeah, him. Yeah, that's
for
right.
Him. Very famous perfume.
That's right. He said on a French TV show, for a time I worked like an N-word. You should play the image of Frankenstein. There you go. You're right there. You're good. You're good. And he said, I don't
wow.
even know if any N's have ever worked that hard at last. But this
what?
Is all in French. So it was
uh-huh.
translated from English from French to English. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
What?
Says, for a time I worked like an N. I don't know if any N's have ever worked as hard that hard at last. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was talking about making a perfume for some woman.
What?
That's
ridiculous.
Well, the funny thing about the story is when I saw it on CNN, you couldn't find out what he said.
Mm.
They put in
the translation.
And for once, I started working like a, and then in brackets it says Rachel Epithet. So they wouldn't,
oh,
and you
exactly
couldn't,
what it is.
Yeah, you couldn't find out exactly
yeah.
what he said. And I was scouring the internet. I'm like, what is it that he said? And it was really the N-word. Why don't they just, why not just put that?
Or like N-word.
Yeah, N-word. You can say, you can put N-word, a racial epithet. We don't, which one? Because there's like a billion.
Yeah, it's pretty open-ended.
Yeah, anyway, so I don't know. He's, how old is Guerlain? He's like 80-something.
Oh.
You know, I mean, I feel both sides of this one. I hate that he said that.
Yeah.
It's really
it's
really out of turn, but then again, he's French and he's like in his 80s. I mean, what do you expect? I mean, I don't think he knows any better. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I don't.
Yeah.
It's like you can't expect someone at that age to really have changed what was happening at that time for that, you know, their whole view on things. Like 2010.
Well, so many people, especially, at that age, are reticent.
Generational.
Reticent
yeah.
to change. I mean,
yeah, I
you know,
like, it's
like,
in there.
Think about, like, you know, I've got grandparents in their 90s now. And,
oh, man,
and
yeah.
their world revolves around a 3-mile radius. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Things have to be
exactly.
very, very predictable.
Yeah. I mean.
And routine. Yeah.
He makes nice perfume. But
he does. The Shalimar is the real iconic perfume. Here.
Yeah, yeah. But you
he
know,
he probably does other stuff.
And Ben, he also uses the N word.
It's horrible.
It's just horrible.
Unbelievable.
Here's a really interesting story. If you need more proof that texting's on the rise, here's a stat for you.
Oh.
The average teenager sends over 3,000 texts per month.
Per month.
Per month.
Wow.
That's really bad.
I think girls send more texts than boys. I think girls were upwards of like 4,000 texts, and boys send like 2,500 texts.
You know that texting is a whole other form of social communication now for teenagers.
Oh, yeah. It's
oh, yeah.
Like
they,
what
I mean, they have sexting, you know, where they send each other like
yeah.
Well, it's not just teenagers that are sexting. Brett Favre apparently is sexting, too, pictures of his junk.
That's right.
And Greg Oden, also another football star. Sending pictures of his junk.
Oh my gosh.
Again, what is that? Why would you send a picture of your junk to anybody?
You've got some.
Schlong mail.
Oh, shit. So,
Tom, send me a schlong mail.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Send it to the right person, though.
No, send it to Derek. Speaking of text messages, here is a list of the things that are the most marked up in the universe.
Oh, yeah.
And the first one is text messages.
Oh, yeah.
6,500% markup.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Because, you know, they charge you like 20 cents to send a text message if you don't have the all-inclusive plan, right?
Mm.
Something like that. But you know how much they really cost? About one-third of a cent each text message.
One-third of a cent.
Yeah.
Skype people.
One-third of a cent to send
Skype.
A freaking text message.
Well, I have unlimited. right? Don't we have unlimited?
I think if you don't have unlimited at this point, you are a donk.
Yeah, we got unlimited.
Yeah, if you can't just text somebody and it costs you like 20 cents, I what are you doing? What are you doing with your life?
Take the dime out of your pocket.
I know. Yeah. What is it, like $2.99 a month to get the unlimited?
Yeah, I don't know. It's part
something
of the plan.
Like that.
Yeah, I don't
you
even know
what
it comes down to.
Get the all-inclusive. I don't know what you're doing over there.
Definitely.
Movie theater popcorn, 900% markup.
Yeah.
A medium bag of popcorn costs just 60 cents to make, but retails for $6 at the movie theater.
It's terrible.
$6.
And it's,
oh, yeah.
It's
I mean,
different, too. It's not like normal popcorn.
Going to the movies costs $30.
Oh, going to the movies is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just ridiculous. I don't even go to the movies anymore.
It's very expensive.
Can't afford to. Free credit ports are also marked up because they're not really free.
They're not free.
There have been many reports to the Better Business Bureau because of the freecreditreport.com and
things
like that.
Yeah.
Name brand painkillers are 60% markup. So that Advil costs you $8.49 as opposed to $5.29 for the exact same bottle of generic ibuprofen at Duane Reade Drugstore in New York City.
Aspirin.
That's what
I get.
Wine at restaurants is marked up 500%.
God. Definitely. Crazy.
500%.
You get a bottle for what you pay for a glass.
You cannot believe, though, how reasonable wine is in Italy. It's fabulous.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
How much is a glass of wine there?
I mean, you can get, like, a bottle of the house wine sometimes for as little as, like, 5 or 6 euro.
Oh. Let's go there.
And it's delicious.
And just drink wine.
Delicious, delicious, delicious.
Why don't we have wine right now?
Oh, we should.
We should. We should. I can't drink right now. I got to go to the Potomac Mirrors. College textbooks are marked up, cost $900 a year. And you can sell them for like a buck or two come next semester.
Jeez.
That infuriates me because what was it, like 5 years ago, I was taking classes at Harvard Extension.
Yeah.
I was buying textbooks. It got me so bitter. I thought that the organic chemistry textbook, I think, cost me like $200.
Mm.
Crazy,
isn't it?
Big or heavy?
Yes, heavy.
Did you sell it?
No, I still have it, actually.
Craigslist or something?
Sometimes I open it and read it.
Okay.
I figure, I figure if I pay $200 for a textbook, I might as well get a lifetime of information out of it. No, I want to know sometimes. Sometimes I want to know how backside attack of orbitals happen. I don't know. I want to know. That's a real organic chemistry term by the backside attack. It's legit. And every time someone said backside attack, it made me laugh at class.
Yeah.
It's a legit organic chemistry term.
It's like the vibrating damp thing.
Yes, exactly.
Oh!
Backside attack.
Oh!
There's a 1,300% markup on hotel minibar items.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me at all.
Gummy bears retail sometimes for $14.
Oh my gosh!
Is a $10 bottle, $14.
No, but how many gummy? I mean, what size package is that?
I think maybe just the regular size, like that one, and the one that the Sour Patch Kids are in.
Crazy.
There's also a $10 pint of water at Mansfield Hotel. Pint.
That's really expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Ridiculous. And there's also some, like, candles that will cost you $150.
What's in the candles?
It says wood smoke candles. I don't know what that means.
Well, I would hope they're putting a little some smoke in that and that money. Come on.
Oh, those kind of candles.
I see.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, also for the last thing that's marked up a lot is the hotel in-room movies. Marked up 200%.
Yeah, that's awesome. Crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I don't know why you're watching a movie in your hotel room. Well, maybe you're watching a different kind of movie.
Oh, right.
Maybe. And I don't – yeah, that – yeah. And I don't know how much those will be marked up as opposed to – but you know what? If you're watching – okay. Here's my concern about – if you are renting this kind of film at a hotel and you don't have your laptop, why can't you just fire up your laptop and there's that kind of movie right there?
Yeah, they got Wi-Fi.
For free.
They might be hurting in that department now.
What do you mean? The free porn?
Yeah. No, I mean they might be hurting that business.
Oh, yeah. You can always get the free porn. I think if you are just
slide your hand over this baby. I know you like it, baby.
I think at this point, if you're paying for porn, you should hit yourself in the head. You can get free porn anywhere. Or if you're in a hotel, you can drill a hole and look at Aaron Andrews in the next room.
Who?
Walking around naked. That sportscaster woman, that's what happened. You don't know what's going on in the story.
I don't know what that is.
Aaron Andrews, the sports reporter. I can't believe I'm retelling a story from, like, June.
This is from June?
Something like that. Anyway,
we didn't have a show before.
She's like an ESPN sports reporter. I know. She's like a sports reporter, but she's hot.
Uh-huh.
And apparently this guy was following her and filming her naked in her hotel room. She's walking around naked. First of all, she's just walking around naked in her hotel room just hanging out. Yeah.
Huh.
But it hit the internet.
Oh, baby. Come on over here. Down, baby. Okay. Oh, good, baby. Oh, yeah. Put your hand here, baby.
It's Sarah Barry White.
So, I have a little story before we wrap things up.
Yeah.
This week I did probably pay a 200% markup on demand, and we watched a movie. I am embarrassed but will admit that I wanted to see the Joaquin Phoenix hoax movie.
Did you see it?
I'm Still Here. It's a documentary
What is this?
Produced by Joaquin Phoenix and Casey Affleck, Ben Affleck's brother. It's called I'm Still Here, and it's a documentary about Joaquin Phoenix. Remember, Joaquin Phoenix is one of the most respected young actors living today. He did Walk the Line, the Johnny Cash movie. You know, he did Gladiator. He's done several really big films.
And he pulled like a 2-year caper.
Right.
Like he did a 2-year bit. Like comedy
after
bit.
His movie.
Oh, right. Okay.
After his movie Two Lovers, which is phenomenal with him and Gwyneth Paltrow and Vanessa Shaw. Fantastic movie. He said that he was giving up acting, and he grew this insane-looking beard and kind of dread-like hair, and said he was going to become a rapper. He kind of looked like a Hasidic Jew rapper. I hate to say it, but that's what he looked like.
He did.
And then he went on Letterman.
That's that beard, by the way.
And he was, like, insane. And people really thought he went off his rocker, but he did this to really just show what the media is like in a celebrity's life, how invasive it can be, how things can be turned around, et cetera, et cetera. But the movie, I mean, he is playing Joaquin crazy, and it's there are some really crazy scenes in it.
I kind of am curious now. Yeah, you've piqued my curiosity.
There's one scene you can't even believe is happening. And when I read the interview of how they did that, I was like, okay, I feel a little better about that now. But it's interesting. It's very self-indulgent in the beginning, but it's supposed to be. You're not supposed to be able to stand Joaquin, and he basically speaks F&E's all the time. It's an interesting movie. I do think Joaquin Phoenix is brilliant. But
well, we'll check it. I have to check it out. Anyway, we're going to wrap up this first hour.
Yeah, we got to wrap it up for our live listeners.
Yeah, thanks for joining us today.
Yay.
We had fun. We're going to do a bonus hour. That'll be available for download at 6 p.m. when we go off the air.
Yeah, you can see the whole thing.
And we are going back to the 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All about the 80s.
All about the 80s. We're doing an 80s throwback show for this bonus hour. It's going to be totally radical.
And who doesn't love the 80s?
I love the 80s.
Some people remember the 80s.
A lot of people don't. And you know who doesn't remember the 80s?
Oh, I know some people that don't.
Justin Bieber.
He won't remember.
He won't remember. Who else will not remember the 80s?
I know a few people.
You know
I'm not going to mention any names. But.
Oh, okay. I know some people, too. I want to say something so bad on the air, but
well,
I just won't.
You can save it for the bonus hour.
Maybe I'll save it for the bonus hour. It makes me laugh, though, but I won't go there.
Oh, it's so, hot, What did she just say?
She said 60 seconds.
Oh, 60 seconds?
And
right.
She also asked if I had a quarter to continue talking.
I'm fresh out of quarters.
I don't have any more change. Please, Sarah, you got some
more
there?
Listeners.
No,
I don't
fresh
have any
out.
Change on my person.
Oh, on your person? All right. Well, anyway, we enjoyed having you listen, if you were listening.
Great peeps.
We hope we had some live listeners.
Yeah, I
hope so.
I mean, really, yeah.
And next week we'll be back at our regular time, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. This week was a discussion because of cantata fingers.
Yeah.
Thank you, David.
Slow, baby, slow.
Slow.
Well, we'll be back next week at regular time, 6 p.m.
That's right. All right. Have a good week, everybody.
This is the Darrington Kay Show.
Are you tired of women? Fed up of their girly ways? Not sexually attracted to them? We have the solution for you. Try being gay. Being gay is an excellent way to remain sexually active while not involving the opposite sex. Doctors recommend being gay for anyone who is not straight. If you are a man under or over the age of 60 and have never or no longer desire shoving your stuff into a muff, then being gay is just what you need. If your penis remains mushy around the pussy, if down goes the lever when you see the beaver, give us a call. This guy's not gay.
Hey, baby.
Do you want to be like him?
You want some of this?
I didn't think so. Be gay today. And although being gay doesn't cost anything, you'll get a full refund if you're not satisfied. And if you pick up the phone now, we'll give you a free can of red kidney beans. It has nothing to do with being gay. It's just that we messed up an order. Now we have all these kidney beans and don't know what to do with them. So we'll give them to you. It's fun, it's easy, and it doesn't cost anything. Call now. You have absolutely nothing to lose. Nothing to lose. Except for your heterosexuality. Be gay today.
You want some of this?
This is the Darrington Kay Show.
Call the Darrington Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
Hey, yo, it's the Derek and Chase. We are back in our bonus hour.
Bonus hour. Bonus.
With our very special guest, Sarah.
Hi.
Do you guys know who these people are?
Who are they?
Any guess?
What, doing the cover of...
Yeah.
Yeah, who is it?
Yeah.
I love these guys. This is the Amish Outlaws.
What?
What?
Check out some videos. They're pretty insane.
Are they from the 80s, though?
Actually, I don't know if it's the 80s. We can go back
to
the
80s. Oh, okay. Yeah. Because this is our 80s throwback show, but we're coming in with something weird.
It was queued up. We missed a break. So
oh, okay. Oh,
but,
darn.
What we could do.
All right. Sorry. Anyway, I thought that it would be fun today to talk about our favorite things from when we were, like, in third grade or something. The 80s.
The 80s.
Well, we should all admit
fantastic
that we are
time.
That we were born in the 70s.
We were born
that's
in the
right.
70s, but I remember none of the 70s because I was late 70s.
Too little.
Yeah, too little to remember. But I do remember early 80s and good times with Pong and Atari and all that business and Space Invaders, Pac-Man, good times.
Mm-hmm.
Good time. It's actually really frustrated at Pac-Man.
Pac-Man's a tough game, but they have a pro right here.
Yeah,
you're good at that.
No, I Pac-Man, I think, is my game. I'm pretty good. I think
yeah.
I made it to grape or something, second level grape or...
What is that?
No, I made it to banana. Banana's past grape.
So how do the levels go again? I don't even know. I just got frustrated, like, playing the first few levels.
There's cherry, and
right.
then there's strawberry. And then... Let's see, cherry, strawberry, there's two oranges, there's two apples, there is grapes, there's banana, Miss Pac-Man has pretzel, not Pac-Man.
Really?
Not the pretzel.
No. Do you want a Miss?
Do you want a pretzel M&M? No.
I don't know about that. But I'll tell you something. I have an extreme fondness for the video game Pac-Man and Miss Pac-Man.
Sarah's insane with it.
I've actually kind of burned out on it a little bit.
Really?
I haven't played.
I'm all about the Angry Birds right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Change. Angry Birds is awesome.
I made it through all the levels that I had. I only have up to 15, and now they're saying I have to go and download something off the internet.
The paid version.
Oh, the full version.
The full version.
And you'll be addicted.
I played the trial version, which you have, and we have together. And then after that, I was like, well, now I got to go to the full version, and it's like a billion levels.
Really?
Yes.
What level are you on?
I'm on hundreds. I'm on like the second level, but like the second like storyline, but like maybe the 10th level. It's so fun and frustrating. It's like ridiculous.
Do you are there some of them can be killed off in one hit?
Yeah.
But not all.
No, I don't know, because sometimes you'll be playing and you'll like be really frustrated. You're playing something for like 10. Oh, this is the Angry Birds.
Yeah.
You'll be playing for like 20 minutes. You'll be doing one stage, and then you're just all of a sudden you just get it. It comes together. For those of you who have not played Angry Birds, it's a game that you can get on your cell phone or your iPod Touch or your iPhone,
it's
whatever.
It's freaking brilliant.
It's like one of the biggest iPhone game sellers.
The simplest game. You throw a bird off. Is what it's in a slingshot.
Yeah, it's a slingshot. The green pig stole the egg.
Slingshot the bird and you hit stuff and you get the green pig.
But it's really a game about strategy. It is.
It is. It's like a physics game, and it's. Oh, so
it's very creative, and it's very cute.
It is a lot of fun.
Very cute.
A lot of fun.
But you know what I was thinking about today earlier, which brought back the whole 80s thing, is I was thinking about, because there's Sesame Street videos have gone viral now. There's one that's like, I love my hair, and then there's another one that's like a spoof off the Old Spice. No, these are new ones.
Oh.
There's a one that's a spoof off the Old Spice commercial. Have you seen this Old Spice commercial where the guy's on the horse and he's like, look at me, he looks down at me, looks good. It's really funny. Anyway, there's been a spoof. And it got me thinking about, like, how awesome Sesame Street is. And, like, does everyone remember, like, does everyone remember this Sesame Street moment?
12. Oh, yes. Yeah.
Does ever remember this?
I thought this was James. Yep. Oh, this is awesome.
Oh, this is so great.
Take you back. That's a good clip.
Yeah, and you know, I'm actually watching the video now, and it looks really trippy because it seems like it's like a pinball thing, and he's just there counting and.
Well, Jim Henson was.
Yeah, he was on. He was on that.
No, he produced it, created.
Yeah, he was. He was the voice behind.
Oh wait, or
no, I thought it was Jim Henson, right?
He did the Muppets.
Yeah, he did the Muppets, but I thought the Muppets and Sesame Street were related. Yeah, they are, because Kermit's on the Muppets and on Sesame Street.
So you want to know something
really... Oh, by the way, they're making a new Muppets movie.
Wow. You want to know something really cool?
What?
The woman that helped design the sets for Sesame Street, when I did Into the Woods in the mid-90s, a very good production, designed the sets.
Really?
Yeah. This is at Mount Holyoke College, 5 College Production with... kids from Amherst College and Mass, whatever, and they threw a lot of money into it. We did 8 shows. I was Cinderella.
Oh, my God. You were?
Yeah,
oh,
but with
so
black
cute.
Hair.
That's okay.
I had black hair down to my elbows.
Yeah.
Did you?
That wig, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Does anyone remember Kids Incorporated?
I
do.
You do?
Yeah, I used to watch that.
You did?
Yeah.
Saturday morning?
I don't remember when it was. Oh, nice.
Sarah, tell me you don't remember Kids Incorporated. It was a Saturday morning live action television show starring kids. But you know who was like the main kid who's singing right now?
No.
It's just a little blonde girl.
I remember the song.
You remember the song?
Yeah.
It's great, right?
Oh, that's great.
I used to love Kids Incorporated. You'll never guess who was the main kid.
Who's that?
Fergie.
What?
Fergie was on Kids Incorporated.
Wow.
Fergie was the star. I watched this video and she's like 8.
Oh my God.
And she's singing and it's amazing. Yeah. Kids Incorporated. Yeah. And I was looking at videos and I came across this one. They did because they, you know, they used to do a cover, like kind of like what Glee does now.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And this is the boy. Listen to how bad he is.
Oh, this is from the Never Ending Story.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you remember the Never Ending Story, by the way?
Of course.
That was a great movie.
Yeah,
okay, that's enough.
And then whoever came in, Martika was on the show also. Remember Martika?
No.
You don't?
I can't remember their names at all.
Martika sang that song, Toy Soldiers.
I mean, I can't remember.
Yeah. Yeah, she had that single from the 80s.
Yeah.
Step by step. Ha,
right.
Ha, ha. Yeah, I watched that video today, too. But anyway, yeah. So Fergie was on Kids Incorporated, and I used to want to be on Kids Incorporated so bad.
Mm.
I used to want to audition every week it was on. I was obsessed with it. I was also obsessed with the Mickey Mouse Club.
Mickey Mouse Club. I never really watched that.
With Justin Timberlake and Britney
Spears. I watched that.
What year was
Christina Aguilera was on it.
I didn't watch it.
Kids Incorporated came out in 1984.
Oh, my God.
And I think continued until, like, 88 or 89.
Gosh. What about...
insane.
You know, in the 80s, of course, the Cosby Show started in 84.
Oh, Cosby Show
yep,
so great.
Yeah, watched that.
The Cosby Show was groundbreaking.
How come I can hear myself very well?
I don't know. Yeah, I can't either very well, right?
Can you turn my sound a bit?
It should be good. Turn up the headphones.
Turn up the headphones
here.
A little bit.
Can you hear me?
Is that good? I can hear myself now.
But can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
Perfectly.
All right.
So, the Cosby Show launched in 84.
I love the Cosby Show.
You know, the Huxtables.
They reminded me of my parents.
Well, it was groundbreaking.
I hate to say it. It
to
was
show an affluent
African-American family.
That's right.
That's right.
Right.
I felt like I could relate very well to it.
Mm-hmm. And then right afterwards was a different world.
I used to love that.
With Lisa Bonet, remember?
Yeah.
World.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What was that one?
It's a different world.
It was right after Cosby Show.
Oh, I never watched.
I never watched.
Thursday was a huge lineup.
Yeah, I remember Thursday.
Huge.
Thursday was
a
huge TV night. It would be Cosby, Different World, and then Cheers.
Yeah, we used to watch Cheers.
Cheers is huge. I loved Cheers.
Yeah,
remember
Cheers
the
Cheers
the rapport between Ted Danson and Shelley Long, and you know, great. And then Kirstie Alley was more a product of the 90s.
Oh yeah.
Never saw this.
You never saw this? Oh, it's so great. Remember Jasmine Guy?
Oh, yeah, Whitley.
Yeah, Whitley. Yeah. Oh, I used to get
and
guys.
Wait, did she?
And Marissa Tomei was on the
Wayne
show.
Wayne.
Yes, Wayne.
Wayne.
And Teresa Monet was Teresa. Marissa Tomei was on the show, remember?
I forgot.
Yeah. That was before My Cousin Vinny.
Wow.
Yeah, oh, it's great. Great show. The little spinoff from, oh, it's so funny.
Show some good
money.
Shows.
Some good shows, man.
Yeah. So, yeah, Cosby's still a great show.
It still is. If you watch
yeah,
it,
yeah.
Still, it's
I've
got staying
it
power.
Yeah.
It's got staying power. And
does.
Still Cosby's sweaters.
And Cheers, I mean, is a very strong show, too.
Everybody knows your name.
Mm-hmm. And then, let's talk about
it. Oh, nice. By the way, has anyone actually been to the Cheers bar here in
You know,
yeah,
I was thinking about that earlier today.
I don't think I've ever been to it. It's a big tour.
I've never
Cock
been.
And Finch?
Is it called the Cock and
no,
Finch?
No, Bull and Finch.
Oh, I'm thinking of something else.
You'd love playing
I'm sure you are. I'm sure you are.
I think it's Cock and Bull. It's the ginger beer.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
that's nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's almost indecent. Cock and Bull. Anyway, this is a great show, wasn't it?
Yeah, this was
Oh, great. It was a really good show.
With Ted Danson.
Shai Long.
Who's that?
Diane.
Oh, Diane. Oh,
and then
great.
Cliff Clavin, or Clayton.
Oh, yeah.
And then
Norm.
Norm is great.
Oh,
Norm.
So great.
They did reruns for this forever, too,
Oh,
right?
yeah. And then they had, and there was the Frasier spinoff.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of Frasier,
yeah,
it's actually
bit.
A funny show if you watch it. That's more 90s. Mm-hmm. But I got to say, I watched The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills a couple nights ago.
Oh, his ex-wife's on it.
Are they ex now?
Well,
are they
believe
separated
they're
now?
Separated.
Mm.
But they might
be.
They might not be. Why? Did you watch?
I totally watched it.
So what's it like?
It's exactly like you would think it is.
Uh-huh.
What's going on over there?
Sarah dropped her ring.
Oh, no.
Yeah. You can get it.
You can get it.
It's like, right. It's totally, like, plastic Beverly Hills. Like, all, it's like chicks in their 40s with, like, lip implants, face lips, boob jobs. They look fake. And, you know, I kind of thought for a minute, I was like, do they really think they look good? Like, they're like 44 and they look fake.
Yeah, it's kind of obvious.
That's scary stuff.
You don't normally look like that.
They're ready for Halloween.
They are ready for all the time. It's mm-hmm. Halloween 24/7.
24/7.
Yeah, it's like, and then they had that child star Kim, what's her name? Kim Richards is on the show.
I can't think who that is.
She was a child star. She was in Escape to Witch Mountain, which I used to love when I was
no
little.
I
never saw it. It's kind of a scary
movie. Escape to Witch Mountain? Sorry. That's a brutal way
out. Oh, Escape to Witch Mountain.
Oh, okay.
Okay, it's that one.
Did you guys ever watch this?
No, this sounds really familiar. What is it?
I don't know. Oh, no, it's Alf.
Oh, Alf. Yeah, I used to watch Alf all the time.
Yeah, we used to watch this.
Oh, how come I don't remember the theme? Because it's kind of lame.
It's pretty lame.
It's
there's
really
no singing.
Lame. Yeah, there's no singing.
That's kind of weird, right?
Yeah, it's just like him doing crazy stuff.
Yeah, walking around with a camera.
Oh, that reminds me of another one.
Alf. That's right. Oh, Growing Pains was big.
Growing Pains was awesome.
Yeah.
He's like a born again now. He and his wife, they're
he's
like
really creepy now.
Ugh.
You know, I used to have a huge crush on Kirk Cameron back in the day.
Ugh.
But now he's a total loser.
What about Ricky Schroeder?
Oh, yeah.
And Spoon?
And Alfonso Romero, too. Romero, whatever his last
name
is.
Yeah,
yeah.
He
was on Silver Spoon. But, now, I mean, now he's formerly known as Carlton Banks.
Oh, on Fresh Prince.
On Fresh Prince, but when he was on Silver Spoons, I used to get that.
Oh, boy.
Yeah,
boy.
Yeah. What you got over there? What you got going on over there?
I just realized they did something wrong with the sound.
Does anybody remember this show?
Hello. Oh,
sound. Sound would be great.
You
wouldn't
should
it?
Be on.
Love me and bright and so clear. What is this?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Small Wonder?
God.
The Robot Girl show?
Oh.
Doesn't it sound like something that would be...
Thank God I never really watched this.
Oh, I used to watch it every day after school.
Dude, Punky Brewster.
Punky Brewster with money. I used to love Punky Brewster. That was not...
Okay, what about...
That fade out. What's this?
Punky Brewster.
Oh, is this Punky Brewster?
Yeah, he's showing it.
You know, they made... I don't remember this theme. But you know, they made Punky Brewster a cartoon. Do you remember that?
No. Oh, my God. Look at Punky Brewster on the computer. Wow.
That was before she got big.
Oh, she did get big, didn't she? She kind of got big boobs. Didn't she get a, like, notorious boob, like, reduction?
Yeah. This is earlier.
She's, like, totally earthy now.
Is she?
Yeah.
I used to watch the Punky Brewster cartoon every Saturday.
What about primetime television in the 80s?
Primetime TV?
Dallas.
Oh, Dallas. My parents used to
Yeah,
really
my mother
that.
Was really big into that. And then the other one, Dynasty. Was it Dynasty?
Dynasty. And Knott's Landing was the other one.
Too. Okay, yeah. So there's...
My parents used to watch all three, and they used to be obsessed with MASH.
Oh,
yeah,
but MASH is more the 70s, isn't it?
I think MASH is actually 70s, early 80s. Because I remember us watching it in Germany. And that was,
wow.
That was early 80s. And they used to watch Saint Elsewhere.
Oh.
And that was actually the first thing I played from ear on the piano.
Oh, wow. Dun, dun,
dun. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Da, da,
da, da. Oh, my gosh. Da, 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 da,
da, da, da, da. Yes.
Yeah, I used to go. I had this little toy piano that was this big. And
yes,
like,
a Casio, no doubt.
Casio.
No, it was like a little
toy. Casio was big in the 80s.
Well, it was like a little brown, like wooden toy piano my grandma got.
Oh.
My grandmother I never met.
Oh.
There's.
My dad loved Hill Street Blues.
Oh, I loved Hill Street Blues, too. No one watched the Punky Brewster cartoon?
No.
It was a cartoon? I didn't know that.
I didn't even know that till right now.
Every Saturday I should watch this joint.
What
when
about
did this come out?
What about
totally 80s.
80s prime time. What about Moonlighting?
Oh, yeah, that was big.
Moonlighting.
Yeah, we used to watch that.
That was huge. Oh, my God, you know what else was really big in the 80s, speaking of TV? Taster's Choice commercials.
Oh.
And that big drama between those people.
Yes, that's right.
The romance, the Taster's Choice.
Yes, I remember that.
That was so huge.
I like totally didn't even think about that until you just said it.
It was like an ongoing.
Oh, is that one? Is that
1980?
1980 Taster's Choice.
A Lady at the Door.
Oh my gosh, 80! Look.
87.
87.
I can't see the screen.
But what's it?
I'm sorry to bother you, but I'm having a dinner party and I ran out of coffee.
1980?
Come in.
This is back
no,
in the
87.
Day. They said 87, 87. I don't know.
Will Gold Blend be too good for your guests?
Oh.
Gold Blend?
I think they could get used to it.
It's a very sophisticated coffee.
They have very sophisticated taste.
First of all, it's not a coffee. It's a powdered coffee.
Yeah.
And
it's a mix.
Yeah, it's a mix. Like, you put, like, instant coffee. You ever have Taster's Choice? I used to have, legit. I used to have Taster's Choice all the time. Because sometimes my grandparents had it. They had Taster's Choice, and my parents had Taster's Choice in the house for some reason. Like, you can't get that anymore, can you?
June 88.
Taster's, that's all Folgers, right?
No, but Folgers is actually a real coffee.
Oh,
you
is
put
it
in the coffee machine.
What
and
else
make
is
coffee.
Fake coffee?
It's Nescafe.
Sanka.
Sanka.
Oh,
my grandfather likes Sanka.
Really? What is with the, I'm just going to call it automatic coffee, but it's not. It's not. It's gross.
Well, I guess the coffee I have is probably better than this.
Things about the 80s.
Yeah, you might as well be drinking Taster's Choice over there. Coffee. How's that going, by the way?
I'm still on it.
You're still on it?
A major thing that happened in 1980. Well, there's a few major things. John Lennon was assassinated.
Oh, that's right.
That was horrible.
That was horrible. But
yeah.
I was too young to remember that.
Yeah, but it was still such a huge loss for the world and music community.
It's pretty horrible.
And the Rubik's Cube became
big.
Popular.
Endless frustration.
Yeah.
I never could understand anybody that could solve the Rubik's Cube.
My brother used to solve it all the time.
Really?
You know, now they have a robot that does it, in under, 30 seconds.
Why?
There's a kid. Have you seen the kid that does it?
Yeah, I've seen some kids that are crazy with it, too. But there's this robot that will do it just, crazy fast.
Why would you build a robot that just doesn't...
I don't know.
Yeah, pretty good, huh?
That's the dumbest thing of all time.
Yeah, what's a good...
Well, when you get a box of Rubik's Cubes, that's the fastest way to get them back, right?
Is that going to save a life?
Here's another major thing.
If you don't solve all these Rubik's Cubes within 4 days, I will kill your dog.
What a thing to be remembered by. Ted Turner established CNN in 1980. That makes CNN 30 years old, but think of what CNN is now.
Huge. Massive. Major.
Doc, everything. That guy, what's his name, Jim Cramer. I mean, everybody's on CNN. Oh, Susie Orman, the financial analyst woman, she's great.
And then CNN.
Yeah, all those people.
CNN is
has
something
so
that...
so many spin-off channels, yeah.
I like the website.
Larry King, right? It's just CNN.
Larry King.
Have you ever been bullied?
He's almost out, right?
I wish we had more Larry King sound.
Oh, we should put that in the soundboard for the opener.
Yeah, because Larry King is just so freaking entertaining. I don't know. Oh, he's so great with
the amazing
vendors. Have you seen footage of him lately?
Not lately.
Looking rough.
He's a little rough.
Yeah, he's all skinny and everything. But his head's
tiring.
Huge.
He's got the huge
like
head.
Like an alien.
And big glasses.
Yes.
He looks like an insect, sort of.
He does look like an insect, kind of.
That's probably not nice to say.
Well, it's, who cares?
Here are some major things about 1981. First woman appointed to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Wow.
Sandra Day O'Connor. Right?
Oh, wow.
And, millions watched the royal wedding on television.
I watched it.
I did too.
I was obsessed with it.
Yeah, I was 5 years old. You were four.
I wanted to be a princess.
I mean, that dress. I still remember just how massive her gown was.
Oh, my gosh.
I never saw that.
She was so pretty.
She was a lovely woman.
Oh, my gosh.
Such a sad
loss. It's really a sad loss.
Unbelievable.
But I was obsessed with that wedding. I watched it. Oh, man.
She was so regal, but yet demure.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, yeah. That's right. Big, big thing. Also, new plague identified as AIDS, 1981.
Oh, right.
Plague. Can you imagine?
And you know what? When that came aboard, it killed the candy. There was candy in the early 80s.
It's called AIDS?
Yeah.
Really?
No joke.
Oh, wow.
I've heard someone talk about it, and then like it's completely disappeared.
Did you ever have it?
Never had it, but you know, that couldn't exist.
Who's called candy AIDS?
Yeah. It was the early 80s. They used to be
was
candy.
It like based on like lemon AIDS, lime AIDS?
Oh, it could be.
I think there was like I think there were like chocolate or peanut butter.
Well, then that's just retarded then.
Mm-hmm. Tom Geronimo always talks about that.
Really?
Like he likes his peanut butter AIDS.
Oh, my Lord. What about the Nerds? Like, Nerds came out in the 80s.
Nerds were amazing.
Oh, Nerds are still great.
Nerds are great.
Didn't they would make some special ones. Like I think the classics are cherry and grape.
And they used to have that box.
And they had the double.
My thing just.
Are your cans are not working?
No.
Uh-oh.
Really?
Well, now they are. Okay.
Interesting.
The box with
the double, yeah.
Yeah.
And you always get it in your mouth, and you get the thing wet, and it doesn't get.
Oh, I never got it wet. That sounds like a personal problem over there.
Trifling.
Yeah. Did you guys have like after school cartoons that you would watch?
Oh, was it Inspector Gadget or is that the 90s?
Inspector Gadget was awesome. I don't have that here. I used to love Inspector Gadget. I never watched Inspector Gadget like live. I always watched like
you should
my
pull
dad.
Up that YouTube
my dad would rent me
player.
Rent me a VHS tape of Inspector Gadget.
The guy doing Inspector Gadget flute.
Does anybody remember Danger Mouse?
Breathing flute.
Oh, I love Danger Mouse.
Danger Mouse was one of my favorites.
Oh, you know what else I like? I didn't watch this ever.
You never watched this? Mm-hmm. Oh, it was so great with his little.
It was great with Nero.
Tenfold and.
Nero the.
Was Nero the enemy?
There it is.
That intro is like 23 seconds.
Check this out. So there's this guy. Okay, my sound's gone. Oh, it's back.
That's weird.
Gone again.
Uh oh.
I'm gone.
We're in problems. Should we take a break?
Yeah, maybe we should take a break. Take
a break.
Oh,
hello?
It's Inspector Gadget.
I can't hear you guys at all.
Uh-oh.
All right, yeah, we'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back after this for people that are listening on the podcast.
This is the Guaranteed Taste Show.
This is a song about corn nuts, an intensely crunchy snack. It's not about anything else.
When you're all alone and there's no one home and you've got nothing to do, don't despair, just pull up a chair. Here is what you do. Bust a nut, grab a bag of corn nuts and bust a nut, lightly dusted and hard as hell. Enjoy yourself, we won't tell. Keep it in your drawers till you're ready for more, or leave it on your shelf. Girls and boys, go on and make some noise while you interchange yourselves. Bust a nut, bust a nut. Grab a bag of cold nuts and bust a nut. Lightly dusted and hard as hell. Enjoy yourself, we won't care.
Corn nuts, an intensely crunchy corn snack, comes in 7 nut-busting flavors.
This is the Guaranteed Taste Show.
Wait, I can't hear you. Oh, there we go.
Guaranteed Taste Show, we are back.
Hello.
You guys like corn nuts?
I love corn nuts.
So,
I enjoy them often in private. Never, yeah. I mean, you can't. I mean, if I need to bust a nut, I don't want anybody else around.
Yeah.
Not usually.
I understand.
Yeah.
All right.
Sometimes you just got to bust a nut.
I love busting a nut.
Speaking of Michael Jackson, MJ, the king of pop. Truly, there is nobody like Michael Jackson.
There isn't. This is like totally, you can't talk about the 80s without talking about MJ.
Yeah, that's why I figured I'd come back with it.
I mean, some people may have thought he was a freak, but he was a triple threat. Genius, dance, music, acting, the whole presence, just unbelievable. He contributed so much to popular music culture.
And fashion.
The glove thing, you know.
Glove.
But,
and the dancing.
In 1982, he released Thriller. Come on. Thriller was like the beginning of like... Also, we got to talk about...
Much staying power.
MTV.
Yeah.
How about MTV in the 80s?
Oh, it was
real. It was fantastic.
That's when MTV was good, when they didn't have Jersey Shore on it.
MTV used to be so amazing with
videos.
Just videos.
Yeah, right?
Jeez. Thriller, unbelievable. And then, you know, they had those VJs. They were really cool. Like, they had Duffy, Kennedy.
Do you remember the video for...
Kurt Loder or whatever.
Oh.
Do you remember that? No. Not that We Built the City. It was
Starship.
The other one. It was the one that was, like, crazy. It had, like, animation in it.
Oh.
It was, like, nuts. Not the Aha video, which is also good. The Take on Me video.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what about Owner of a Lonely Heart?
I don't remember that video.
Oh, my God. He jumps off the building?
What?
Remember that song? Oh.
Yeah, I remember
Owner
the song.
Of a Lonely Heart.
Yeah, I remember that song.
Yeah.
But do you remember that video where there was like,
I love that.
Got a kiss, microwave oven.
Oh,
I love that. That's
remember that
Dire Straits.
Of course,
what?
Dire Straits.
Yeah.
Dire Straits.
Oh, that was the greatest video
Dire
ever.
But dude,
but
that Owner of a Lonely Heart, man. That
never saw that video.
80s. Oh my God.
But I think my favorite is still Take on Me. That's the best video
I
ever.
Know,
I
think
but the video is so great. Remember the video?
Oh.
It had the animation in it, and then it turned into live action.
Huh.
And it was like one of the greatest videos of all time.
Is
that the video?
For the
this is the song?
Yes, the song.
So, do you remember like when MTV commercials, it would be the two spacemen
and the flag?
And the
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Dude. I said MTV was, like, real.
It was real back then.
And now it's not real anymore.
No, they call it reality TV, but it's like, come on.
It's totally,
so
like...
So plastic.
It's a long intro here.
It's just trifling.
It's the real world, and which isn't real, by the way.
It's trifling.
It's trifling.
It is. It's become skank television.
It has.
There's no MTV. It's skank television. They should change their name to STV. Skank television.
They have an MTV, too, which they claim plays music videos. But remember VH1 used to play, like adult pop or something
like
that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. But no, we wouldn't watch it back then.
No, but now they, like, perpetually play, like, Best of the 80s. Like, on weekends.
Oh, they have, like...
Oh, they do?
Yeah, they play that a lot. I remember... Oh, my gosh. Remember on MTV, remember Fashion TV? Fashion television.
Well, I remember Cindy Crawford, but that's the 90s.
And Obsession used to be the
House
theme
of Style.
Song. Yes. Was it House of Style?
There was House of Style on MTV, but
and
that
then
was
there
the 90s.
What was Fashion television on? Is that
I don't
on E or something?
That could have been on.
No, House of Style. It's
I
used to be
with
it.
Oh, it's really, yeah, I liked it a lot, too.
Oh, I love
Oh, my that. God. You know what else is big in the 80s? Speaking of the Lottie fashion.
Besides my hair.
Lifestyles of the rich and famous.
Yeah.
Champagne. What is it? Champagne
riches
and caviar brains.
With Robin Leach.
Robin Leach.
That was great. I
Leach,
loved
what
that.
A perfect name.
Leach,
dude.
Yeah.
He was a mooch going on.
Lifestyles
all these
of the rich and famous. Oh, my gosh.
That show, I used to be like, oh, my God. Don't you please be believable like that?
And now that show, what is that show now? Cribs?
Oh,
Cribs.
God.
Amazing what we've come down to.
What it's evolved to. Oh, my God. Yeah, this is...
But I'm not going to lie. I the Housewives fascinate me.
I'm fascinated.
Some of them. I don't watch DC at all.
You didn't watch DC?
No.
It was a show.
I'm sure.
The Salahis? Crazy.
Oh, I heard about the crashing of a party or something.
Crazy. And then you're watching Atlanta right now?
Oh, of course.
Gotta love it.
What, did you see NeNe?
Yes.
I'm strictly dickly.
What?
So funny. Rod was howling.
I love from last season.
Because Kim had that little affair with the woman. And so she was asked on Andy Cohen's show. I love Andy, super queen. And Andy's
oh,
like,
I saw this.
Andy's like, so do you think you'd ever go down the woman lane? And she's like, honey, I'm strictly dickly.
Oh, my gosh.
It was so great.
And I love on the last season where they're talking about her, I guess, fighting. So Kim and Nene had a fight or something like that, and she said something, and Nene goes, "What is your wig all too tight, Hafa?"
Oh,
it
wow.
makes me laugh.
Ghetto.
Yes.
Oh, it makes me laugh so much.
Ghetto.
It's just the best.
I like Candy a lot, though.
I think Candy
is real.
She's good people. Yeah.
Candy is like hardworking. She made her own money. She's real.
I think she's the famous one on there.
Oh, absolutely.
Sheree.
I can't believe. Just wait. Kay, I want you to stop and think about this for 1 minute. That Kim Zolciak is younger than us.
I know. It's ridiculous. She looks like she's at least 10 years older.
I want to know what she looks like without makeup. Maybe she does look younger. You know how some people, like...
Yeah, they put too much makeup on. Yeah, I don't
know.
Dude,
I can't believe the woman's younger than
us. I
can't believe that shit.
It seems ridiculous. Because she is just... She's looking
absurd.
Rough. She's looking rough.
She is looking real rough. What about Cyndi Lauper, big in the 80s?
I love Never Ending Story. Fabulous.
That
was the Goonies.
Oh, right.
That was,
I
think I got some of the, wait, I got it too. All right. But this is the Kids Incorporated version.
Oh.
With Martika singing of Toy Soldiers fame.
Oh, okay. Yep.
She's pretty good, actually.
Yes, sounds a lot like the original.
What happened to her, Martika?
I don't know.
Somebody look at that real quick.
82, E.T. released.
Oh, E.T., that's big.
Oh, man.
Also, Reverend Sun Young Moon marries 2,075 couples at Madison Square Garden.
Eh?
You guys
at
remember
once?
That?
No.
Yeah.
That's a big wedding.
It is a big wedding. How much do you think the catering bill was on that one?
Oh. And Vietnam War Memorial opens in D.C.
Oh. More sad news.
83, Cabbage Patch Kids.
Oh, those are big.
Okay. My mother bought me Cabbage Patch Kids without asking if I wanted them, and I did not want them. And when I received them, I was like,
what are you going to do with those?
Yay. Because I hated baby dolls.
See, I had Renee Angelina. I had one. My neighbor, Annie Schedule.
Her name was Renee Angelina?
Yeah, that was her name. That's the name she came with. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
So
name her?
My friend Annie Schedule, probably my dearest childhood friend, Annie, she had like 7 of them, and 2 of them were like the preemies, and the preemies were really coveted. Like, don't you remember, like,
yeah,
on
that.
The news, people were, like, fighting over them.
Yeah, yeah. My mom stand in line.
Like, right, waiting forever.
For I didn't even want.
Crazy.
Yeah,
she wanted it.
Forever.
She wanted it, and she'll admit to this day that she really wanted it. But, I just need a stuffed animal. That's all I needed.
Yeah, I like the stuffed animals.
Stuffed
I thought
animals
those
were awesome.
The Cabbage Patch were a little...
Who likes Thundercats? Trifling. Thundercats was the best show ever.
I never watched Thundercats.
You never
watched
Thundercats? Oh, my gosh. It was so great. Just the theme song alone was pretty. Thundercats Ho. Yeah, it's used to be all the time.
Oh, my God. You know what I did watch?
What?
Belle and Sebastian.
Oh, that was great.
Oh, yeah.
I used to love that.
Yeah,
oh,
great.
My God.
White Dog.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
That was great.
And, you know, now I'm really having memories because... When I used to walk home, I went to Jackson Street Elementary in the early 80s, and I'd walk home from school with the Simon brothers. They were twins, Gabe and Peter Simon.
That Belle and Sebastian?
And Annie.
Oh, okay.
I remember.
I was ready to do the same thing. You're like one step ahead of me. I was like, yeah, I love Belle and Sebastian, too.
I remember, though, that there was a dog on the route home on Massasoit Street named Sebastian, a big, white, fluffy dog.
What kind of dog was that? It's like a big
I don't know. I
mountain
love
dog.
Those.
Big, white,
I love
ride
those.
It.
That's what Sebastian on
Massasoit right?
was. Rest in peace, beautiful Sebastian.
Nickelodeon. That
yeah.
was big in the 80s.
Definitely.
You can't do that on television.
That was
yep.
Crazy.
What about Sally Ride becomes the first American woman in space? 1983. Remember that?
Yes, I do remember that.
Yeah.
I also remember the calendar crashing.
Yep.
Terrible.
That was like in the mid-80s, I think. I don't remember when that was.
PG movie, PG-13 created.
I actually do
84.
Have the song Belle and Sebastian.
The theme?
By Belle and Sebastian.
Oh, that's amazing.
Have you ever heard this song?
No, I never did.
This is like totally not, it's not the 80s at all. But it's an actual... It's
Belle and Sebastian's not the 80s?
This song is not
the
80s.
Oh.
This is the theme?
No. This is a Belle and Sebastian. This is a song called Belle and Sebastian by Belle and Sebastian.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But then when the voice about the cat, that was okay, but Paul Sebastian went too far again, crashed his car in the rain.
I have no idea really what this song is about. All I know is that I like this song.
He wants to
I have a...
Oh, here's the
I think
English.
I have every Belle and Sebastian song that ever was released. I don't think I ever saw one episode of Belle and Sebastian.
I loved Belle and Sebastian. I used to watch it all the time.
What the clock is all about.
Is it an anime?
Yeah.
Is that why there's a clock there?
It looks really old now, huh?
It does. But back then, I thought it was amazing.
Oh,
this
you know
clock.
What? It is an anime. Those were like when kids actually used to watch anime that
was
stepped over. There was another anime that I remember called The Mysterious Cities of Gold. Does anyone remember that one?
No.
Oh, I used to love it. I never understood what was going on in the story, but I always used to watch it. It was called Mysterious Cities of Gold.
I never heard of it.
You know, we could keep this show going till midnight because we could talk about 1980s toys.
Oh, 80s toys.
Legos.
Oh,
right,
Legos
right.
Awesome.
Life Bright was the bomb.
I fucking loved Life
Bright. Life Bright was so awesome.
The peg.
Oh, my God.
God, I loved Life Bright. I thought it was unbelievable, as well as Spirograph.
What's Spirograph?
Yeah, that was great, too. I remember having
Derek,
too,
you remember
gears.
That? Yeah. Oh, my God.
It's so crazy.
I remember. Like,
oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember that. It was like.
I remember I got
around.
That as a gift for Christmas one year.
That
oh,
fun.
Like, and, you know, the. I remember the year I got the Lego airport.
I had that.
I was so excited. So excited. I wasn't.
Life Bright.
Yeah.
Wow. What would kids think if they heard this today?
I don't know,
man, but I loved Life Bright.
Yeah,
Life Bright, I thought it was the most amazing thing ever.
And let's talk about some other.
They don't make it. They don't make it like that anymore. They have like a new version. Have you seen it?
They do.
It's really weird.
Remember Etch a Sketch?
Oh,
love Etch a Sketch.
I think Etch a Sketch is way older than we are.
Great.
Isn't it?
I don't
probably.
Know. Could be. Yeah.
Oh my God! You know what I see right here? The commercial for My Buddy. Do you remember My Buddy?
My Buddy.
Oh, my. You don't? Oh, wait. This is.
Yeah.
Wait, sorry. This is not. This is not the right version of the
no,
My Buddy commercial.
Okay, party in the house.
Woo! Wait. This is the My Buddy commercial. My Buddy. I had a roommate actually. It. Who lived in my dorm in college. She looked just like My Buddy. The black My Buddy doll.
Oh, God.
Do you remember this?
Yes, disturbing.
It is disturbing. Because it looks kind of like a real kid. And then they have the kid sister.
Kid sister.
Kid sister. Oh, but you know what, though? You know what I had that brings back a lot of memories that I see down below that kid sister, My Buddy commercial? Teddy Ruxpin.
Oh, I had that.
Did you?
Oh, yep, I was.
I don't
that.
Think I know
the
that.
The talking teddy bear with the tape in the back, and it had like a talking
worm
or something.
Yeah, it was actually a little bit creepy.
A little bit creepy.
Yeah.
Technology.
The teddy bear the mouth would move, and it would tell the story. Yeah, wait, look, wait, here's the video.
Teddy
Ruxpin,
can you and I be friends?
I've seen that, yeah, disturbing.
I
That looks like a pedophile toy. All right, we just have to put that off. Put that shit off.
Do you remember Get in Shape Girl?
No.
That sounds familiar, but
it does sound familiar, yes.
It was like the workout toy for girls.
Oh. How about I had Twirly Curl Barbie?
What's
I thought
that?
She was unbelievable.
Twirly Curl Barbie?
Yeah, she came with this, like, twirling thing to curl her hair. And obviously, Sarah loves her hot rollers. But, yeah, so I had Twirly Curl Barbie. But, you know, I went through a phase where I only had, like, 6 Barbies, and I cut all their hair off. And I was like, I'm done with Barbies and threw them out. Who didn't do that?
Yeah, a lot of
people
cut
the Barbie's
hair
off and then
the girl's house
you get rid of them. And, yeah.
I didn't do that.
Oh, really?
When I was done with Barbies.
I had 60 My Little Ponies.
60?
Yes. And they are all, to this day, in 2010, in mint condition.
Oh.
You know, you can get probably some good money for those.
Sounds like an eBay thing.
I'll put them on K-Bay and I'll get like $100 for them. But they were like...
Oh, no, you'd probably get more than that. No
the
joke.
Original My Little Ponies. I took really good care of them. I played with them every day, but I brushed the hair.
I really liked it. I had one. I can see, of course, you love horses. So
I was
I'm sure you are.
Did some of them smell, or is that raspberry?
Yeah, some of them
strawberry
smell.
Strawberry shortcake.
Yes,
raspberry.
I had that too. Yeah.
Thinking of it, what were those little dolls that you could buy, like
trolls?
Star Wars figure.
Trolls.
I hated
the Star Wars.
I had those two big eyes.
Was it Glamour Girl?
You are.
The little pint-sized dolls you could buy. Was it Glamour Girl or...
I have no idea what that is.
Awesome. Oh, my God. I haven't thought of that in years.
Glamour Girl?
I don't know what they were. They were these little... If anyone knows, call in. Oh, you can't.
I wasn't into dolls. I could never into the dolls. Except for I did have Strawberry Shortcake dolls, and I loved them.
I did.
But I always lost... I lost all their outfits.
Is it outfits?
Yeah. There was like Strawberry Shortcake, Blueberry Muffin, Angel Food Cake or whatever.
Oh, you know what I had
like,
that I really cherished?
It was always the token black one, too.
Hey, of kindergarten, I really cherished. I had the classic tin Strawberry Shortcake.
Me too.
It was a big deal. And then the thermos.
Me too.
The thermos. Yeah, you did.
Really big.
Kidding. Oh, okay.
Hey, you know what? Maybe we should take a quick break.
We're taking a break?
Before we wrap this up.
Okay.
We'll be right back after this.
This is the Darren Kincaid Show.
Get your package out and try to stay calm. Use a few fingers, put them in your palm. Yes, it's gonna be so great when you finally master key. Bust a nut, bust a nut. Grab a bag of corn nuts and bust a nut. They're lightly toasted and hard as hell. Enjoy yourself, maybe won't tell. Masticate is what you have to do. Masticate and masticate is a fancy word for chew. Bust a nut, grab a bag of corn nuts and bust a nut. They're lightly toasted and hard as hell. Enjoy yourself, but we won't tell. Bust a nut.
This is the Darren Kincaid Show.
Derek and Keisha, we are back.
I just want to remind. I just wanted to remind Sarah about a toy that Brenna Wells had.
Oh, this is really
called a Furby.
Oh,
oh my God.
Remember that?
This crazy, like a thing with a beak and it would...
Yeah.
That's part of the 90s, but that thing was freaky.
Disturbia.
Oh my God. I remember going over her apartment and seeing the first...
The one on Willow Street?
Yeah, yes, the Willow Street apartment.
Furby
and kind of being a little bit obsessed with it. What happened to the Furby?
I don't want to know. I don't know.
I actually do want to know what happened to the Furby. Do you think Rowan was going to get the Furby?
I was just going to ask. I really don't know, man. But wait, this hour cannot pass without us talking about John Hughes. May he rest in peace. He died last year way too young. Huge, huge producer, director, creator of iconic 80s movies for youth, teen youth, especially targeting teen youth. Movie titles, Breakfast Club, probably the most iconic, and then Pretty in Pink, 16 Candles, and Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
I love Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
That's
yeah,
1986.
That's one of my favorite movies.
Great flick. Also, Dirty Dancing is 87, but that's not him.
Never saw that.
Do you know what? I never saw Dirty
never
Dancing.
Saw
oh, you people are high.
I have a lip.
Oh, my God. That's it. We're having a night where we watch Dirty Dancing. I cannot
on
believe
on the big screen.
During the show?
This is shocking.
I know. It's sad.
This is shocking.
I could probably watch it on like Netflix streaming.
You know what else? There's a great 80s movie, Say Anything.
Never saw it.
Saw that.
With the boombox.
You saw that?
That is
iconic.
Yep.
I never saw it.
Oh, my God. What about St. Elmo's Fire?
Never saw it.
Oh, my God. I
never saw that either.
You know what else I never saw? Wait, here's movies from the 80s that I've never
really
seen.
I'm really upset right now.
Wait, you're going to be more upset after I give you this list. Movies from the 80s I've never seen that I should have seen, Rocky.
Oh, my God.
I never saw that.
No, wait, Rocky's not the 80s.
Yes,
not?
It is.
No, it's
really?
Not.
No?
Look it up.
Was it 70s?
I think it's late 70s.
Well, I never saw Rocky.
But there's a lot of them.
But do you know the great story about Rocky?
I never saw Terminator.
I never did either.
Yeah, but... I saw it. It's okay. Not my favorite kind of film. But let me tell you about Rocky. Rocky is an example of someone coming and making the and having the American dream, because this guy was piss poor. We're talking about Sylvester Stallone. He writes this movie. He creates it. He directs it. No money. And it's in South Philly. It's iconic. The first Rocky is the best. It wins Best Picture.
It does?
Yes.
Who knew?
It wins Best Picture, like Best Director, Best Screenplay, all these things.
I never knew that.
He was an absolute nothing. He made it with his own money.
Wow.
Really?
That's why the movie is unbelievable.
I mean, I know.
It's a really good movie.
I need to see it.
I didn't know all of this until I started talking to Rod. And, you know, Rod's actually got me into some superhero movies, too.
Which one? Right.
Well, I thought Wolverine was pretty
cool. Comic book.
And I've seen Watchmen and... You know, Hulk and, of course, Dark Knight.
Well, Tom got me into Doctor Who, and now I'm obsessed with it.
Wow.
I love Doctor Who. Mm. So part of that has to do a little bit with my loins, because I think that David Tennant is really hot.
Okay. So,
why did you play that sound effect?
I think we're talking too much.
Oh, yeah, there's that over there. Sorry.
Yeah.
I know we might be spending too much time talking about this.
Wait,
what is this?
1989. What happened in 89, guys?
What is this?
All I know is that the Gem opening is playing right now.
Gem.
Oh, Gem. Yeah, I watched that all the time.
Not
really.
I used to be just a little bit obsessed with Gem.
Too.
Did you?
Yes.
Remember it? And the Misfits?
1989, Berlin Wall falls.
Oh, I remember that.
Huge.
I was taking a German class at the time.
It was huge.
It was, but you know what? My parents went to East Berlin before it was, you know, just Berlin. We were living in Germany in the 80s.
Yeah.
When it was West Germany and East Germany.
Yeah.
They did not take me to Berlin because I was too young. But they brought a ginormous teddy bear back with them.
Yeah.
In the back seat, huge teddy bear. Mm. And we stopped them at the border. They thought there was someone inside.
Oh, really? That big?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like a life-size teddy bear. I still have it. I call it the Berlin Bear.
I want to see these My Little Ponies. We got to take a drive to your parents' house.
How many?
A pilgrimage.
Jarek, road trip.
Road trip.
We haven't done a road trip in forever.
A pilgrimage to Peachy County.
No, no. come on, let's really plan it. We're going to plan a My Little Pony road trip.
A pilgrimage.
Wow.
My parents would welcome you guys.
Yeah, and then we can go out.
Time.
We can have crab, except for Derek.
Yeah, that's right. We could have a.
I could watch.
A giant.
You'll have fries.
Slumber party.
Fries.
Fries.
Slumber party. We'll watch the cartoon.
You can put the fries. But you can put the buffet
ponies.
On the fries.
You know what? We'll get you great mac and cheese down there.
I'm sure there's good stuff.
Don't
I know
think
we,
I didn't watch the My Little Pony
you know,
cartoon.
We can't forget about.
Oh.
The 80s.
Wait. Let's
back
talk. How are we not talking about? Yeah.
How we
back
dress?
To the future. Smurf.
The Smurfs were so fantastic.
The Smurfs were unbelievable.
La,
Papa Smurf,
la, la, la,
Smurfette.
La, 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 la.
Did you ever try Smurf cereal? My parents took it away from us. We brought it home and they took it away.
Smurf cereal?
I tried it once.
What is it? Is it blue?
It was blue and red.
Ew.
I tried it.
I don't think I ever had that. But
I,
you know what I had?
Tri-point.
Tri-point. Yeah. Tri-point. I had Fruity Pebbles cereal.
That was good.
I can't say I've had that.
So gross.
Never
I love all that craft cereal.
I do love all the craft cereal, too, like
good.
Cocoa Puffs. So
oh,
money.
Dude.
I used to
Cocoa Krispies.
Cocoa Krispies are good, but Cocoa Puffs were
I
money.
I never had Cocoa Puffs.
Really? What about
Fruit Loops were taken away. We were never allowed.
Oh, those are delicious. Apple
no,
Jack?
No, I grew up on
Apple
freaking
Jack.
Grape nuts.
Those
Kicks.
Are good.
Kicks are good.
Kicks are good.
Kicks are good. Love Kicks.
There's Lucky
Kicks
Charms.
Kicks mother approved.
Oh, yeah.
Colon Blow.
Colon blow.
Is that what you said?
That's some really good cereal.
I used to get sized for, wait for it, Raisin Bran.
I love Raisin Bran.
I was like an old man back in the day. I used to love Raisin Bran. But I also used to love
Puffed Wheat. My parents.
Wait, is it
Puffed Wheat? That sounds like
wheat?
A generic cereal. Like, was that
Puffed
Wheat?
Wheat.
Yeah.
Wait.
Puffed Wheat?
Puffed wheat.
Which one is it? Puffed wheat.
Puffed wheat.
Which one is it?
Puffed wheat.
Yo, man, I'm
going to
eat some puffed wheat.
No, it's not puffed wheat. It's puffed wheat.
Puffed
right?
Puffed wheat?
Puffed wheat.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
Puffed wheat.
I know we might be spending too much time talking about this.
All right, what about interior decor in the 80s? Everything seemed to be peach and, like, pastel.
Crazy colors.
And ugly.
Bright. Everything was, like,
fugly.
Bright. Yeah.
And I had my parents, this is from the 70s, but it's spilled into the 80s. My parents had a shag carpeted.
Oh, yeah. That was, we had that,
like,
too.
Like, white. White shag carpeting.
People have white shag carpeting.
Trifling. And then girls, like, in 89, like, junior high K, the frickin'. Light blue Guess jeans.
Oh yeah, I had those.
And it was right on the dawn of the spree sweatshirt.
And they had this triangle on the ass.
That's right. It was a very big deal.
Yeah,
oh yeah, the
tuck
little.
You in your jeans, and then
you
roll your socks over. And sometimes I wear two pairs of socks, two different colors. They'd match my outfit.
Yeah, and you wore berries, like
I had Chuck Taylors.
The loafers with the squirrelies on them. You know what I mean?
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about. Remember that? But remember jelly shoes?
Oh my gosh!
Those are back now.
Yeah.
And they cost like $300.
Yeah, I know.
Those
if you buy Tory Burch ones, yeah.
What is that all about?
I don't know.
And lots of hairspray.
And rubber.
And also fluorescent socks.
Oh, and those bracelets. Those crazy.
Oh,
rubber
bracelets.
Yeah, that was huge.
Oh,
right?
My God.
Jelly bracelets. I had a lot of them.
They
yeah.
were really
that was big.
Yeah, you'd, like, intertwine them with each other.
And friendship beads.
And now people
big.
Are wearing those, like, shape-keeping rubber band things and stuff. Right?
Oh, yeah, those are stupid.
I don't understand
I don't
that.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, like a dinosaur you've been around here.
The Rainbow Bright opening? Hold on. Oh, that wasn't very much.
Mm-hmm.
Rainbow Care Bears.
So what's your
Care Bears?
Go around quickly. Your favorite toy of childhood, hands down.
My Little Pony, hands down. Little Pony.
Okay. And
I might have to say Legos.
Mine is Legos
I think
as
I
well.
To say
really?
That's probably the most used.
It's my favorite toy of all time, Legos.
Most used, most go-to toy.
I was still using Legos in high school. I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Were you?
I still have
Legos are great.
I have my Legos,
too.
It's the one toy I don't
tough.
Ever want to get rid of because... Man, we also had the castle, and I used to make houses, and I had the little people, and oh my God, if I had my Legos now, I'd probably still use them.
Yeah, I have them somewhere.
Get some new ones.
What about, did you ever like Tinker Toys or any of that stuff?
Tinker Toys were pretty great, although I used to get frustrated because they would fall apart.
I was never into that.
I'm like, damn it.
I just really was seriously into the My Little Ponies, and also like those games like Connect Four.
I still like size four.
And was the Nintendo Game Boy like in the 80s?
I think it came out 89, and I got it when it first came out. So that's borderline 80.
And black
was,
like dot
matrix. Matrix. I was
size
playing the silly
Tetris.
Little Tetris. Yeah.
By the way, in 1988, the CD came out.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think I had it until the early 90s.
I think my dad had it.
Mid 90s.
Into like the he always had the latest stuff. My dad.
Yeah.
He was like
cool.
Big into
gadget.
He was a gadget guy. He still is a gadget guy. Although I think I've surpassed him in that department.
There's so many.